Absolute pleasure to talk to you. Dave Goodman, he's from the organisation that actually organises Eurovision Song Contest. He, like the Eastern Europeans, takes it very seriously. And amazingly, he manages to watch it all sober. So absolute, all credit to you. Dave Goodman, thank you very much for joining us. Time's 12:57 now. Joined in the studio by John Holmes. I don't know if you heard...
Of course I didn't watch it.
Why didn't you watch it?
Because I've never watched it.
Because you've got a life. I stopped watching it for about 10, 15 years and I actually got back into it. What I love, though, is Graham Norton said, as Sweden's entry came on stage for the ninth song, and he said that 8 years ago, he said, when I was lucky enough to get this job and commentating, Sir Terry Wogan very kindly and graciously phoned me, and the only bit of advice he had for me was, don't have a drink before song nine. He goes, well, this is song nine. I have to say, I was already halfway through a bottle of Sauve by that point.
Fair
but there
enough.
We are.
Good. Yeah, good. How was Have I Got News for You?
Oh, Have I Got News? Wait, it was fine. Yes.
I saw it.
You're very kind,
I did
sir.
Watch it. I noticed that you quoted my joke. On the programme.
Which one was that? I can't remember.
Julia uncrediting.
No, I can't remember. What
no,
was
didn't.
It?
No, it was the...
It was a 2.5 hour recording. I can't remember anything.
It was a Boaty McBoatface tweet.
I love that tweet. Yeah. I did retweet it. It was an absolute superb tweet. No, I voted in the poll. I retweeted it.
Hello.
Do you think, have we had... this is, by the way, Boaty McBoatface being named after David Attenborough.
Correct.
Your attempt to get Sir David Attenborough to change his name to Sir David
McDavidface.
Can I point out...
Still hasn't happened.
Have we had a word with him? Have we called him?
The thing is, the whole Boaty McBoatface thing, as we know, is the death of democracy anyway. So that's why, from now on, it doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah, don't bother voting.
They'll do what
again.
They want.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you sound like Russell Brand.
God, there's an insult. John, I don't think we've got time to find out
Fine.
What's on your show. You know,
just keep listening, it'll become apparent.
It's the same old rubbish.
It is, yeah, more or less.
John Holmes coming up. It is not rubbish at all. Coming up in a couple of moments after, I suppose the sponsors have to have their say occasionally. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Dad?
Windows up, kids.
Mine's stuck. The cam's licking my face.
Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flag's 5-star UK cover will get you moving again in 35 minutes on average. Plus, get up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Time at roadside from Network Report, November 15 to March 16.
Oh, when I claim for PPI, when I claim for PPI, when I claim for PPI, it'll be with Stanton Fisher. When I claim for PPI.
Time could be running out to get your PPI claim in, so you've got to be on the ball if you don't want to miss the deadline. Text RUSH to 800-11. That's RUSH to 800-11. Or visit stantonfisher.com and let our team get you a result while there's still time.
Stanton Fisher.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of top trade paint brands, including Leyland, Valspar and Dulux. Plus loads more, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. Check out our biggest trade paint shop at your local TradePoint counter today. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At exactly 1 o'clock, good afternoon, it's Monday. Hi, I'm John Holmes, here's Victoria, she's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Man U's fake bomb fiasco, Trump's warning over UK relationship, and Nissan in an emissions scandal.
Talk Radio.
The owner of a security company which left a fake bomb at Manchester United's ground after a training exercise says he hopes he's not going to be hung out to dry. The discovery shortly before kickoff at Old Trafford yesterday ended up with their Premier League match against Bournemouth being abandoned. The region's police and crime commissioner, Tony Lloyd, has told our sister station TalkSport it's not acceptable.
If that had been real, goodness knows when it would have gone off and how it was there 20 minutes before the match is beyond belief. Well, 5 out, 1, 2, 3, 4, there's one missing. Why wasn't there 24 hours, 3 days until the game search, until they found the thing?
Donald Trump has called statements made by David Cameron nasty after the Prime Minister said his views on banning Muslims from entering the United States were stupid, divisive and wrong. The presumptive Republican US presidential nominee says they may not have a very good relationship if he's elected. Downing Street says the PM's made his views clear. The Police Federation of England and Wales are warning that a lack of armed police is increasing the likelihood of a terrorist attack. Plans to train another 1,500 firearms officers are in doubt because enough people aren't putting themselves forward for training. Federation Chairman Steve White has told Talk Radio officers are feeling vulnerable and under threat.
It's always going to be difficult to recruit. And in fact, the number of firearms officers has been decreasing because of austerity measures. And now all of a sudden, we've got to ramp it up again. And we've got to get the resources in place to recruit the officers, to train the officers, to have the capacity and the resources to do that.
More than 800 roles at HSBC are being moved from the UK to other countries, including India, Poland and China. The company announced last year it was planning thousands of job cuts around the world. Nissan has denied fitting illegal emissions cheating software in one of its vehicles. The company is being fined £200,000 by officials in South Korea, who are recalling 800 Qashqais it claims were fitted with devices in Sunderland. A group of MPs says prison safety in England and Wales is deteriorating. The government says the report shows how badly reform is needed. And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry are working with charities to promote mental health awareness. The Heads Together campaign is the biggest project the royals have come together for. Prince Harry says it's critical to tackle stigma.
We do not want prejudice and fear to stand in the way of people getting the help that they need. The three of us want to come up with practical ways of providing everyone who needs help with the right support and care.
Talk Radio National Weather.
All right.
Largely dry and bright, cloudy across northern Scotland with a chance of the odd shower, highs of 18 degrees.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, John. How are you?
That's not what you told me a minute ago, was it? Off air?
Yep.
What did you say?
I said I'm feeling slightly worse for wear.
A bit hungover.
Thank you, John.
It's all right. What were you doing?
I went round to a friend's for dinner.
Yes. And?
And we ate it. It was delicious.
Yeah. Yes. What was your drink of choice?
Prosecco, just wine, right, and cider.
Okay. You're not very well, are you?
I'm fine. Yeah. I'm actually feeling better now.
Are you? Oh, that's nice. Now you've seen me.
Yeah, that's exactly why I feel good now.
Fine. 4 minutes past one. Here's who's going to have the sport.
Moose.
Here's Sport Moose.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Abraham.
Moose!
Manchester United's young striker Marcus Rashford is among those named in Roy Hodgson's 26-man squad for England's Euro 2016 preparation games. He's been included less than 3 months after making his first team debut at Manchester United. Hodgson says he deserves his place.
I'm pleased that someone who's had such an outstanding end to the season, a young player, a player who I think has obviously got a future if he can continue to develop as he's developed so far. It's great to be able to include him.
Elsewhere, Andros Townsend, who won the last of his 10 caps in October, is also picked, as are Jack Wilshere and Jordan Henderson. West Ham have signed midfielder Harvard Norvelt from the German side Borussia Mönchengladbach. Brighton have a big test tonight if they're to reach the Sky Bet Championship playoff final. They've got to overturn the two-goal deficit from the first leg against Sheffield Wednesday. And Andy Murray's back up to number two in the world tennis rankings. He replaces Roger Federer after winning the Italian Open for the first time yesterday.
Moose, shush.
That's your sport powered by TalkSport.
Victoria's trying to take a drink, right? She hasn't stopped. But she's got one of those drink things,
a
right?
Bottle.
Yeah, but it's like a sports bottle thing with a built-in straw that goes to the bottom of the cup, right? It's got a lid on it. Straw sticks out the top. She's tipping it up, right? But can't work out why she's getting nothing. It's like a mad hamster. Well, nothing's coming out of it. It's because every time she tips it up, the water level drops below where the straw dips in. She's just staring at it. I can't figure it out.
John,
you all right now? Turn it up the other way.
This way?
Yeah. No, the other way.
This way?
Just drink it like that, vertical. Don't tip it, because then the drink goes to the... If you tip it up, the drink runs up the other end. It won't work. Just hold it vertically. There you go! 6 minutes past 1 o'clock.
Talk Radio. Cycling to work in the rain, battling in the wind.
Take a drink of your Lucozade energy and imagine you're standing on the deck of a Viking longboat. The salty spray of the sea whipping at your face. Put on your horned cycle helmet, friend, and get ready to invade the day! Lucozade energy. Find your flow.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello, then a proper welcome to you. Donald Trump knocks out father of two wearing the right uniform. Graham Norton, the world number one women's singles tennis champion.
Watching me and my girlfriend get off with each other.
In circus trick gone wrong. Inglorious Chris Evans. Gary Lineker.
Getting touchy-feely with Katy Perry's boyfriend.
Just like Prince Philip that time.
If you are able to hear...
It is Talk Radio. On the programme, we have been recreating an attack on the Chinese in the grounds of Buckingham Palace, rather than, you know, offshore. Julia Hartley Brewer. Made of cakes and sweets and UKIP leaflets. And showing his ginger winky to junior producers. And then uses their blood in her spells.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey of a twist of my fabric of nature.
Right then, good afternoon to you, hello and welcome to you as we sniff round another week like an obedient dog checking under the seats at Old Trafford and finding an old radio programme that some idiots have left lying around following a training exercise. That's right, it's afternoons on Talk Radio. It seems to be a show of sorts, doesn't it? But it is in fact a dummy one that's not really up to the job. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and given that the winning song of the Eurovision Song Contest in, was it in Sweden? Sweden on Saturday.
Europe
probably. It was the winning song that was mostly about Stalin's deportation of the Crimean Tartars. Right, so that's obviously the future. So I say, come on, Britain. What about, right, in the future, right, because what was that about? It was like about being alone. Rubbish, right? This is the way forward, clearly. Right, so you know when we won with Buck Spears in the 80s and they had the gimmick of tearing girls' skirts off mid-song, right? So combine that un-PC spectacle with Stalinist Russia, and next year, right, we could well be in with a shout, because it's obviously what the people want. So what you do is you get a band, you know, I say band, some singing meat puppets or whatever they are, right, and then midway through the song performance, instead of tearing off skirts, right, the girls, because we're going to, it's not sexist, the girls in the group force the two boys to starve, right, for months, feeding them only cattle fodder, and then imprison them in a gulag, routinely beating them, and then leading them into a forest in Poland and executing them in cold blood for being political dissidents. All live on stage, and then maybe there's a glitter cannon at the end, because everyone likes a glitter cannon at the Eurovision. That's the new blueprint for Eurovision success. I'm basing that on the Ukraine. Christ knows what Germany's song would be about. Anyway, hello. Here's what's coming up on today's bottom of the table. Clearly, there'll be a headline hijack as we insert something untoward into the news at 2 o'clock. Victoria's mouth ordinarily speaks the truth, but here's where we slip a sneaky lie into it, along with the straw that she can't use in her cup. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Well, start your message with any word you want.
Here's Lonely Lunch Club on the way, of course, in some minutes' time. We induct another Lonely What Lunch into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're lunching alone, then this is the feature for you. You get in touch, we become your virtual friend and colleague. And then we'll chit and we'll chat about whatever you like and make your lunchtime a little less lonely. It's Lonely Lunch Club. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Just put the word lunch in it as well. There's work experience punditry. Is it TV today? We're doing TV.
TV.
TV, is
Harry.
It? Right, thank you. Harry's doing TV. The news in haikus. What the people think. We go out onto the streets to find out what the people think today. Do they think photography or Maltesers? There's your chance to identify it. Are we doing old gay today? The old gay whistle test?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. That's Cass. Are we doing the old gay whistle test today?
No, not today.
Okay, forget it.
Maybe tomorrow.
I will take it out of the menu then. There's a week's worth of lazy PR. Foreign news from another foreign correspondent who doesn't speak a word of English. And It's Mystery Monday, as I've never called it before. What we'll have later is a mystery sound. You can identify it to win £1 million.
There is £1 million is not available.
£1 million
not available.
Up for grabs.
Not up for grabs.
Up for grabs.
Not down for grabs.
Should you identify the mystery noise later on? £1 million.
Nope.
£1 million Mystery Monday.
£0.
Ginger Dave isn't producing. I don't know where he is. I can only presume, given his prolonged absence, that he's become trapped in a student. Ask Prodcast is through the glass. Fine. Marta is all fingers and buttons. Hello, Marta.
Hello.
Victoria has been bathing in news milk. Paid intern Courtney.
I would not bathe in milk.
News milk.
Definitely not news milk.
Would you? Would you not milk the news' teats?
No, because I'm lactose intolerant.
Okay. Cornelius.
Hello.
Paid intern Cornelius is singing Ukraine's Stalin atrocity-based Eurovision Song Contest entry right now.
When strange, I don't know the tune.
Doesn't matter.
I didn't watch it. When strangers are coming, they come to your house.
This is horrible.
They kill you all and say, we're not guilty, not guilty. Where is your mind? Humanity cries. You think you are gods, but everyone dies. Don't swallow my soul. Our souls. That's our souls.
Yes, I see.
Yags Lima Tolmanim.
I thought that was a description of our entry.
Yags Lima Tolmanim. Men do boo yede yaslamadin. Yags Lima Tolmanim. Men do men boo yede yaslamadin.
And there it was, the winning entry from the Eurovision Song Contest about the atrocities of Stalinist Russia. I am John Holmes. This is your Monday afternoon talk radio thing from Talk Radio. Let's start with a different kind of music.
Tequila, it makes me happy. Ooh, con tequila, it feels fine. Con tequila when the doors are opened. And con tequila when the call is time.
Good afternoon to you. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon, Monday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's 16 minutes past 1 o'clock. Hey, Cornelius, ask me why I'm playing Tequila by Television as Talk Radio's head of music.
I must say, I've never heard this much of the song. It's normally just used as a little bit.
That's right.
To set up something.
That's right, but you messed something up and it had to be fixed. So yeah. That's why I had to play a little bit more of it. To cover your error.
Yes.
It's fair to say.
Yeah. John.
Yes.
Dear John Holmes.
Yes, because you've got a question.
Yes.
Put your hand up if you've got a question. Cornelius, you've got a question.
I was listening to your show on the 16th of May at 15 minutes past one.
Yes.
And heard you play Tequila by Terrorvision.
Oh, yes.
Please, could you look forward to your reply as to the reason why, as Talk Radio's head of music, yes, you have played this. Yours in broadcasting, Cornelius Mendez.
It's a very good question, and I shall tell you, it's because of this. You know, in the past, you know the medical people.
The Who?
The medical people, the Who are a band.
Yes, the medical people.
Yes. Well, they have said for many years, correctly, that women drinking during pregnancy, right, can affect children in the womb, of course, because it has an effect. So, obviously, the rules are you don't drink when pregnant, right? Mm. But now, and this is in the news today, it's the big story that everybody is talking about. It turns out that if the father has been drinking heavily, right, during conception, which, let's face it, is more or less guaranteed.
What? Right? The actual time during...
Yeah. So basically, what happens is, if a man's if a man's spermatozoa is affected by drink, which it can be, that will do its job in the lady... right, and have an possible equal effect on the resulting child, right? So they are now saying that men, while trying to conceive, shouldn't drink either. That's what they're saying, right? So because a man's sperm, if it's had drink in it, could be responsible for, and I quote, things like abnormal facial features, which means your dad must have been caning.
Yeah, there it is.
Absolutely caning it. While he did it with your mum. So,
should we do a different story?
Asprodcast is through the glass. Asprodcast.
Yes.
I need a guest.
Of course you do.
I need a guest to discuss drunk sperm.
I quit.
Fine. We'll be getting a guest on to do that in a moment. Oh, she has. Oh, fine. Right, 90 minutes past one. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's Monday afternoon.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Come on. Dad?
Windows up, kids.
Mine's stuck. The cam's licking my face.
Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flag's 5-star UK cover will get you moving again in 35 minutes on average. Plus, get up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Time at roadside from Network Report, November 15 to March 16.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of top trade paint brands, including Leyland, Valspar and Dulux. Plus loads more, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. Check out our biggest trade paint shop at your local TradePoint counter today. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! I wanna go claim! I wanna go claim! I wanna go claim with Stanford Fisher while there's still time.
Time could be running out to get your PPI claim in, so you've got to be on the ball if you don't want to miss the deadline. Text HURRY to 800-11, that's HURRY to 800-11, or visit stantonfisher.com and let our team get you a result while there's still time.
I wanna go claim with Stanford Fisher while there's still time.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the Abominable Snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Problems on Kent's London Band M2. It's currently blocked. A vehicle's overturned at Junction 3 for Chatham. The westbound M4 in Berkshire is struggling towards an accident between 12 at Thiel and 13 at Cheveley. One lane's closed. Norfolk's A47 in North Burlingham is currently closed by an accident near to the South Walsham Road. New problems on the southbound M1 in Northamptonshire at Junction 16. A lorry's broken down in the queues from another issue. Two lanes are out, queues back to Watford Gap. And Lancashire's A6 in Carnforth is closed by a serious accident near to Dykes Lane. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, what that said. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
What?
That.
The clock.
No. Right, so reactions have been coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And you can, if you've not heard this before, this is, of course, where you can react. We have a receptacle that we put reactions into. We pick them out and we read them out. And if you've got a reaction and you're not sure what to do with it, you keep it to yourself, couldn't you? But otherwise, no. By all means, react it in this direction. Get it over to us. I mean, for instance, Cornelius, what's been coming in?
And oh, wow. Ex-London mayor has said that Angela Merkel is the leader of Germany, just like Hitler was.
Yeah.
And fairground rides, they make me sick.
OK, if you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Yeah.
Pap.
So we're talking about the big story this afternoon, and it's this. It is that now fathers, potential fathers, who drink the demon booze could end up with drunk sperm, which could in turn affect babies that they then go on to create. And obviously, famously, ladies rightly aren't allowed to do the drink while pregnant. We know about that. But this is a new one in that fathers, during conception, shouldn't do it either, which is odd, because I'll posit that most people, when they do it, are drunk. On the telephone to discuss this story is a man. Hello, who's that?
My name's Darren Griffin. I work at the University of Kent.
University of Kent. What do you mean, yeah?
My university. Hey, Darren.
Oh, fantastic. Hi, how's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, but hang on a minute.
Not bad.
Hang on a minute. So, what are you a professor of at the university?
I'm a professor of genetics.
What did you study?
Politics.
Right. Not the same department, is it?
No, I've never met Darren.
No, fine, all right.
No, I'm afraid we've not met.
Well, anyway, so... This is an interesting story, isn't it? And this is why I've got you on the phone, and I'm not asking Cornelius. Drunk sperm, Darren.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big problem, right?
It can be, certainly. If you're trying to have kids, then avoiding the drinking and the smoking is probably a good idea, and keeping your weight down a little bit.
Yeah, okay. So, first of all, by the way, genetic sperm comes under genetics as discussion, does it?
It does indeed. Sperm is the product of genetics, if you think about it.
Yeah, well, I suppose you're right. How do you? How do you become an expert in sperm? Is it like bird watching? but
well, it's a little bit like that. You sort of tend to fall into these things. I worked a little bit on IVF, pardon the expression. I worked a little bit on IVF when I was doing my PhD, and stayed with it, and that's at least half the process.
So how much would it take in units to get a sperm drunk? I mean, and I'm thinking, you know, it's got to filter through a man's system. I mean,
indeed. So it's going to take a little bit of a while. It takes about a month for sperm to get produced. So what you want to be avoiding is heavy drinking a lot. You've got to bear in mind only half of sperm swim straight in the first place.
Ah.
So actually making putting a figure on it is a lot harder than you might think.
Yes.
But generally speaking, if you want to try and have kids, it's a good idea just to cut down, do things in moderation for a while.
I see. So, I mean, what we've got now in our heads, of course, is and some of the pictures in the papers today have shown this, I know, just sort of sperm, you know, problem sperm, really, I suppose, hanging around the testes, drinking cider. This is the image we've got of it, isn't it? And, you know, and there are... It is a problem. I mean, if you think about this... I mean, but the equivalent. Oh, and let's put an analogy in there. You know, you've got the sperm; it's hanging around in where it hangs around, right? But you're technically, you know, trapped. And then when upon release, you know, that sperm is essentially like a holiday Magaluf, isn't it? That's like, whoa, party time! You know, and if it's been drinking, it's going to cause a problem.
Well, there's certainly an element of that. They're being produced all the time. The factory never closes. And anyone given ejaculate's got about 2 billion sperm in it. So if you think about you populate North America pretty much every time in ejaculation, you get an idea of the numbers involved. As for hanging around drinking cider and Magaluf, I can't say I've ever thought of it in that way, but maybe I'll put it in my next review.
Well, I think you should. I mean, it's interesting you mentioned America, as you did there as well, of course, and really the population. Because, of course, if sperm does become a problem, then, you know, Donald Trump would technically want to build a wall to stop it getting in.
You know, I wouldn't put it past him, certainly. What he doesn't want to do is build a wall that separates Alaska, because apparently about the best thing you can eat when you're producing sperm is Alaskan wild salmon.
Okay, why?
Because of all the omega fatty acids in it. Cod liver oil does pretty much the same thing.
Right. So if one was to drink homebrew you'd made out of Alaskan salmon...
Homebrew made out of Alaskan salmon. Does such a thing exist?
Well, not yet, but what I'm saying is that this might be a way around it.
That might be interesting. I can't help thinking the benefit of one might be balanced by the detriment of the other, but again, I'll give that a little bit of a thought.
Okay. I'm just thinking of ways to, you know, because I don't think, you know, it's unrealistic. You know, men, when about to do it with a lady... aren't going to be sober necessarily, right? So,
well, you speak for yourself. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I am. what I'm thinking is, you know, you need some sort of bouncer related thing to stop. You know, someone's got to breath test the sperm, right? Somehow, and then I admit I haven't thought that through. But there's kind of you want a bouncer on the door of a lady's hoo ha, right? And like there's a one in one out policy or something. I mean, that's gonna.
Well, of course, it only takes one sperm, but of the 200 million that's set out, only a very, very small number actually find the target. Do you know what that is, by the way?
What the target is?
No, why it takes 200 million sperm to find one egg?
No.
Because none of them will ask for directions. necessarily, good, there we go. Very old sperm biologist joke. But there you go.
that's exactly what I was thinking.
These sperm biologists are hilarious.
Can you tell eight more sperm biologist jokes?
Can I tell eight more?
Yeah.
No, goodness me, no. I've got a list of fun facts if you want to have them. But one is actually to do with bodyguards, as you mentioned it. Sperm cells do have bodyguards.
Right.
They have cells surrounding them that protect them from the... from the female's reproductive tract. So you weren't a million miles away with the previous comment.
See, I should have done this at university.
I've always said you're a sperm biologist.
something similar, certainly. You said, did you say there's 2 million sperm in an ejaculation?
200 million.
200 million.
Yeah.
That's an expensive round, isn't it?
It is.
To
very
buy one,
so.
Buy a drink for all of them. Thank you for talking to us. That's Darren. He's a professor of genetics at Kent University, talking to us about the problem of drunk sperm. If you've got a thought about that, then you can react it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word sperm.
It's Talk Radio on a Monday afternoon.
Talk Radio.
And here's Victoria with the news.
The owner of a security company says he hopes he's not hung out to dry after Manchester United's football ground had to be evacuated yesterday. A fake bomb left after a training exercise earlier in the week was found in a toilet just before kickoff. The local police and crime commissioner Tony Lloyd has told our sister station TalkSport the club needs to reassure the public
that actually this could never happen again, but more importantly actually that if this thing had been real, it would have been discovered long before the game was about to start, because that's the big issue. United, I know there'll be enormous levels of embarrassment today, and that's probably right and proper, but we also need for them to come up with proper answers.
David Cameron's spokesman says he still believes Donald Trump's plan to temporarily ban Muslims from entering the US is divisive, stupid and wrong. The Republican presidential hopefuls called those comments nasty and said they could harm relations between them. Ofsted says more children are hidden from authorities in unregistered schools in England than previously thought. 100 schools have been flagged up this year. HSBC is transferring 840 computing jobs from the UK to other sites around the world. That includes India, China and Poland. Most of the affected positions are based in Sheffield, Tankersley and London, with the transfer set to be completed by the end of March next year. New stocks of the meningitis B jab are being sent to private clinics so parents can get their children vaccinated following a global shortage. The vaccine Bexsero is due to be available from the start of next month. And ITV says Benidorm actor Tim Healy is feeling much better after being admitted to hospital in Spain. The 64-year-old was reportedly flown to Manchester over the weekend after his condition stabilised. The weather largely dry and bright, cloudy across northern Scotland with a chance of the odd shower, highs of 18 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria. It's 1:33. We'll meet a lonely luncher and get some headline hijacks done very shortly.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Sperm. What reactions are coming in?
Lots coming in. Lots about sperm.
Yes. Well, it's the big story, Connie. Yeah, so that's why.
Ex-London mayor says sperm travels across the foo-foo like... like the Nazis did across Europe, right. So that it's just like Hitler.
Right, good. Anything
yes,
else?
And your mum said that she couldn't believe her eyes when she read the story. She couldn't believe her eyes.
I can't believe your eyes. They're looking different directions, aren't they?
Hang on, just reading the message out.
Oh, fine. Actually, do you know what my... This is it. Do you know what? Speaking of insults from my mum...
Yeah.
Right, this is... Where is it? So at the weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was... My mum... So it's my... It was my daughter's fourth birthday, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you met my daughter.
Yeah, right? I met your daughter, Rich.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
So my mum phoned to say happy birthday to her, and I spoke to her, and she said, oh, you know, what are you doing this week or whatever? And I said, oh, on Tuesday... I'm hosting the Commercial Radio Awards now. So, this industry, the commercial radio industry, has an award ceremony. It's at the Roundhouse in London. And it's, you know, sort of the everybody works in radio, basically. Commercial radio goes la la la, right? And I'm hosting it. And I've not done it before. So it's a big gig. And I said to mum, I'm doing that and everything else, right? She said, okay, fine. And then later on, right, she's round at my, ran at my sister's for a barbecue, apparently, and my brother-in-law texted me and just said, classic from your mum, when discussing if you could win if you were still presenting the radio awards. And she said this, I don't think they do awards for the little radio.
What? The little radio?
What does that mean? My own mother. She means this, doesn't she?
Yeah. Tin pot awards.
It's my own mother, that is. Anyway, shall we do some headline hijacks?
Yeah.
Shall we do that? Shall we do some headline hijacks?
Let's do it.
It's time for the headline hijacks. Didn't want to win anyway. Right, so this is Headline Hijack, and this is how it is going to work. At 2 o'clock, there will be the news. It will come out of the, I'm going to say, slightly hungover mouth of Victoria. And ordinarily, she tells the truth, doesn't she? Because she's the news, and that has to be true. It has to be. That's the law. However, at 2 o'clock... we put a made-up news story in there masquerading as truth, and we'd like you to make it up. And we do it to confuse those who aren't in the office or wherever listening to this bit. Maybe they'd turn up at 2 o'clock and switch the radio on after lunch and just hear the news lie. You can get yours to us, your headline hijack, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What have we got coming in here? After Donald Trump has warned that if he were to become president, he may not have a great relationship with David Cameron, the Prime Minister has said that he will draft in a relationship counsellor to help them. Boris Johnson has apparently recommended a good marriage counsellor to David Cameron. What have you got?
I love this from Jerry, who's just texted one sentence.
Yep.
Five words.
Yes.
The Burger King has abdicated.
Good. Today we'll see the flow of the River Thames reversed. This is from Lisa. The Environment Agency said that the change is fairly standard in major rivers across the globe. The direction of flow, of course, helps riverbanks recover from erosion. So they do it in...
They'll just swap it around, won't they?
Well, it's alphabetical. They go around the world doing it, don't they?
Yeah,
And it's finally got to T.
Yeah, finally.
Avon was the first.
Yeah, of course, famously.
So if you've got a made-up news story, then yes, you can make it up in this direction. Well, you know the number by now, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on.
Start your message with any word you like.
And also, if you are lunching alone, by the way, then we can help you. If you are a lonely what lunch, then Lonely Lunch Club is for you, as we invite a new inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It means we become your virtual friend and colleague for the duration of your lonely lunch, and can chit about whatever you like and chat about that also. We can chit, that's chit, and chat. It could be anything from last night's television to where you're going on holiday to relationship advice. Whatever you like, it's up to you. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your messages with any word you like.
Right. We'll do that next. Still to come as well on the programme today, the Mystery Noise Quiz, of course. We've got Diversity Paper Review. We have Work Experience Punditry, the news in haikus, and what the people think. We'll be going out onto the streets to find out what the people think. What do they think today? Do they think photography or Maltesers? We'll find out. It's Talk Radio, Monday afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Red versus Brown in the Battle of the Sauces. To celebrate the launch of two tantalising new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips, the baked snack available in chip shop-inspired flavours, we're giving you the chance to bag a fully flavoursome £1,000 cash prize on Talk Radio. Register to play now on the competitions page at talkradio.co.uk. Then test your trivia knowledge to win £1,000 in the Battle of the Sauces this afternoon from 4 on Talk Radio with Burton's Fish and Chips.
Believe. Believe in yourself. In your talents, your powers, your abilities. Believe you can step up, juggle life with study, keep going. Believe you can do it. Tell yourself it is possible and know you will succeed. 79% of the Open University students we asked said the OU will help them fulfil their career goals. We can help you with yours too, if you believe. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on 100mm Thermalite Shield blocks, just 87 pence each ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Problems on Kent's London Ban M2. It's currently blocked to vehicles overturned at Junction 3 for Chatham. The westbound M4 in Berkshire is struggling towards an accident between 12 at Thiel and 13 at Cheveley. One lane's closed. Norfolk's A47 in North Burlingham is currently closed by an accident near to the South Walsham Road. New problems on the southbound M1 in Northamptonshire at Junction 16. A lorry's broken down in the queues from another issue. Two lanes are out, queues back to Watford Gap. And Lancashire's A6 in Carnforth is closed by a serious accident near to Dykes Lane. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip. Supercharged current affairs debate and electrifying opinion with Julia Killer Jewels Hartley Brewer.
Radio that demands a reaction.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, here we are on a Monday afternoon. And, well, your reactions can come in, can't they? That's right. 87 Giant. Everyone knows it by now. What's coming in on the reactions?
Yes, well, ex-London mayor has said...
He's busy today.
Yeah, he must be listening. He says, school children wear uniforms. Just like Hitler. Yeah. And the Royal Observatory has said, we see it time and time over.
Thank you. If you've got a reaction, you know the number and you know the thing. But now, I don't know whether you particularly have seen any news. Have you seen any news? Just have a think. Cornelius, have you seen any news?
Well, no. I did something really stupid.
Did you delete the news?
No. I left it at Old Trafford.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In the toilet.
Because of that dummy news run that there was. Yeah. So I can say that's been taken away now.
Blown
up. Well, the news, never mind. I mean, the news is quite complicated.
John, I just can't get my head around it.
No, well, you're going to have to, because what's happening now is the news in haikus, but slightly differently to normal. Mm. Right, you know how what we do here on Talk Radio is we play the news in haikus, because if you break the news down to its component parts, you get Japanese poetry, and you get five syllables. And you know how we normally pre-record those to give ourselves a little buffer to plan the next, to work out the next bit of the show and just work out where we go. Maybe get someone on the phone, something like that.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is they're about a minute long, I suppose, aren't they? Something like that.
Yes, 30 seconds or something.
And we use that to just regroup and reset things, right? Mm. And that's why we pre-record them, isn't it? But today, we're having to do them live.
The news in live coups.
Yes. And the reason for that is because an idiot deleted them.
Yeah, I know.
Why did you delete them?
I was just clearing our folder of all the stuff we both don't need and, it turns out, need today.
Yeah. So, well done. So now, for the first time, the news in live coups.
Free Nelson Mandela, sang CIA in 1962, not.
The only slight problem with it there is that you can't say the word free.
No, well...
So, but hang on, but normally...
yeah, I know.
Normally, when you say three, you go...
Free.
Free. But where the word free was crucial to the haiku...
You I, said, for once...
You said three.
Three. Means you have
I
a go at me
really
so much for that.
I can't understand what just happened.
It's just... You, this is what it's like to work with you, John. I'm under such pressure to get to get things right that I'm getting them right in the wrong way. So now I'm saying three instead of when I mean to say three.
Yeah.
It's your fault for ever mentioning it that I get things wrong.
Things. Should we meet a lonely luncher?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So, this is the part of the programme where we meet someone who is lunching alone and very much try to, well, to help them through their lonely lunch time. A new inductee each day into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Let's find out who it's going to be today. Who's that on the telephone?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
This is Tom.
Tom, hello. Tom, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Good, yeah, very well, thank you. Where are you calling from, Tom? Where are you?
I'm from Salford.
Salford, all right, good. So, what do you do in Salford?
Well, I've just finished as a student at Salford University.
Oh, I see. Congratulations. So, does that mean your exams are all clear, or have you got any left?
No, I'm all done.
All done. Yeah. How did it go?
All right, I think.
Yeah?
Can't complain.
When did you find out?
A couple of weeks, I think.
A couple of weeks, all right. Good. So, you're lunching alone. Why?
I am. Well, I've had to pop into the university.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to hide from old tutors and stuff like that who want to know how things went.
Yeah. So now I've asked you, like, sort of tutor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you popped in, right? You're lunching alone. You're avoiding people. What are you eating for lunch?
I'm having a barbecue chicken wrap thing.
Are you?
From
okay.
The canteen.
Good from the canteen. Good. And what's the quality like of the university there? Canteen? Is it any use?
It's all right. Yeah, it's not too bad. This is my first time really using it.
Is it?
Three years and I've never used it.
Yeah,
now.
And now this is. And then you've left and you've gone back for a day.
Yeah.
Just to hang out and then you've used the canteen. All right. Slightly weird, but fine. this is how it works. As you know, you are lunching alone. We are available to be your virtual friend, colleague, fellow student, whatever you wish, to chat about this and chit about that. Whatever subject's on your mind, Tom. So, what do you want to get? What do you want to go? What do you want to go with?
Well, I've got a bit of a problem at the moment, I guess. I've just found out I've been using the wrong spin cycle on my washer, and a load of shirts have shrunk.
Right.
And I don't know what to do. So, if you've got any advice about that,
that's good, isn't it? Yeah,
that'd be perfect.
That's good chat. Yeah. All right. So, so this is it in a student house or?
Yeah. It's a student house.
Yeah. So, is it a case that you've never used this particular spin cycle, or did someone else put it? Leave it incorrectly set.
Well, I thought I'd try putting it on a spin cycle to see if it'd help them dry quicker.
Yeah.
And everything's come out size smaller.
Yeah. Well, there are two ways around. Well, first of all, it's interesting that at the end of your student time, you've experimented with new things. One, a barbecue chicken wrap from the canteen.
Yep.
Two, first use of spin cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But the only advice we can give you here is you have to go on a diet, so to fit into the shirts that are now a size smaller.
I'll get rid of this wrap then.
So the first thing to do exactly is bin the wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you by the university? Are you near the canteen now, or have you wandered away?
I'm not. No, I'm having a bit of a hiding down behind some sort of pop-up shed thing.
Ooh, how very hipster.
I don't have to speak to people.
Yeah. What's in the shed?
I have absolutely no idea, if I'm quite honest. Oh, I can't really see it.
Can you go in the shed?
It's locked, is it? I bet it's locked.
I think it's locked, yeah. It's got, like, mesh cages all over it as well.
Is it? Oh, something important.
I'm probably not supposed to be here.
Yeah, probably not. Sounds like you're not.
No.
My advice, you know, is the obvious thing you have to do is chuck the wrap, because you're going to have to lose weight to get into the shirts. but I mean, we can if you want, we can sort of you know, we can role play you know, student laundry scenario if you want. You know, if fancy that.
Yeah, if you want, yeah,
yeah, let's do it. All right, okay, here we go. All right, Tom.
All right.
You're how did the exams go?
Oh, I think all right. Not too bad.
Great.
Just getting some laundry done.
Yeah. Oh, mate. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but you've. I left that washing machine with friends in the house. I left the washing machine on the wrong spin cycle. You just used it on that.
No. Yeah. I have.
Oh, mate. Mate.
Oh. Hey, guys.
Oh, all right.
No problem.
Claire.
Hey, John and Tom. Hi. What's going on?
What's happened is I've left the washing machine on the wrong spin cycle, and poor old Tom's come along and he's put his shirts in and they're all too small now.
Oh, my God. Oh. Maybe you could wear them, John, now.
Yeah, John, do you think you could take some shirts off me, man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're still too a bit big.
A bit big, yeah. Yeah. Have you got any in child size? Could you pop them back in?
Could
you pop them back in?
Do it again if you want, yeah.
Re-spin it, but set it to extra hot.
Yeah, sure.
Why am I joining in with this? I'm just insulting myself. How many shirts is it?
It's about four or five.
Four or five, it's
annoying. Well, they're all nice shirts as well.
It's annoying that, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah. I like that. Can I have that one? I like that one. Can I have that one?
Yeah, sure.
That's nice.
Take what you want.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use it.
Are you going to eat that wrap?
Well, I probably shouldn't now, so if you want some of it, yeah.
Nice.
Cut the ends off I've eaten.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I have just give me the middle bit?
Yeah, sure. Mm. Yeah.
Nice. Good.
Can I not have any?
No, Claire, you're really fat.
Yeah, so?
Yeah. You know, when you...
Stop fat shaming me.
Well, it's not my fault. You know, I mean, you're the one who lives in this house with us all the time and just eats everyone's stuff out of the fridge. It's your own fault, isn't it?
Well, if you don't put labels on them, how am I supposed to know?
I did put a label on it, Claire.
Yeah.
Claire, I put a label on my sausage and you ate the label as well.
You are the worst, Claire.
Isn't she?
Right. It's the worst.
I've never liked her since you... I've never liked you, Claire, since you
moved
in.
Don't start, Tom, just because I turned you down.
Hey, I mean, let's just calm down for a second and think who turned down who.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were begging me, Tom.
Oh, that's not true at all.
Oh, knocking on my door at 3 in the morning in tears. I had to put my sandwich down.
I mean, your sandwich, it was my sandwich.
Exactly!
I could see the label.
Thank you, Tom. This is exactly my point. Claire, house meeting. Claire, this is an intervention.
Okay.
Right? We've shared a house with you now for how long have you lived in the house, Tom?
2 years.
We've shared a house with you for 2 years, Claire.
Yeah.
Right? And when you came here, right, you were nice. But now, right, all of food goes missing, doesn't it? Right, the reason this washing machine, right, and no one knows how to operate it, is because it's a new washing machine. What happened to the other one, Claire? You ate it. That's what happened.
I was hungry and I liked the taste of detergent.
Yes. Well, why don't you just eat the detergent then? You don't have to eat the whole washing machine, and that's typical of you, isn't it? Because you don't know when to stop, right? And no one likes you, Claire. No one likes you in this house, right? You just take, don't you?
Well, at least I'm not failing my degree.
I'm not failing my degree.
Oh.
Well, you never go to lectures.
Well, I'm doing a special kind of degree that you don't have lectures. And anyway, they're not lectures. You ate my lectures. Didn't you?
I was hungry.
Yeah.
I'd already eaten all of my lectures.
Yeah.
I needed some lectures to eat.
Well, I labelled my lectures and left them in the fridge, just like Tom did. Tom, how many lectures did you leave in the fridge with labels?
I left about... 2 a week.
Exactly. Exactly.
I've never been to one, no.
No, and why? Because Fatty Claire's eating them all.
Claire's always eating them, yeah.
Yeah, Eclair being the operative word.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'd take it out of our house, but you can't fit through the door anymore. There. I think we role-played that. That was...
that's helped a lot, I think.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah.
That went exactly the route I thought it was going to go down.
Tom, I hope we've slightly improved your lunchtime with friendly role-play.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic.
Good.
Cheers.
Should put out for balance, by the way, that men can also be fat as well. It's Tom is in our Lonely Lunch Club. Thank you, Tom. If
you'd
like to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, let us know what you're having for lunch, or Claire will probably eat it. And get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
That was really weird. So, still to come on the programme, then work experience punditry. We'll be talking television with brand new work experiencer, Harry, very shortly indeed. But there's the small matter of headline hijack, which we need to find a winner for. Of course we need to find a winner for headline hijack. Somebody's made up news story will be in the news at 2 o'clock, which is moments away. So, what's come in? Let's have a look. Let's have a look. Let's just have a look. I'm just reading them now. I should have read these earlier, but now I'm just reading them out in my head.
Well, I've read some earlier.
You read one then.
Okay.
Out loud.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Danny says, the Environment Protection Agency are going to take James Bay to court after... it has accused the singer of stealing his lyric.
Do you want to not read it? Or?
Yeah. After it accused the lyrics of his hit "Hold Back the River" of being plagiarised from EPA policy following the 2007 floods.
Due to the decreasing number of armed police officers, a result of not enough officers volunteering to get the training, the police commissioner is urging the education secretary to install gun ranges in schools. It's thought that children as young as 7 could start being taught firearms. That's coming from Nicky Morgan. So thanks for that. Okay, we need a winner. Do we need a name? We need a name and we need a place. Who's winner? Who's getting their story into the made-up news story area of 2 o'clock?
Vicky. It's Vicky.
Vicky?
Vicky,
and where
yeah.
does Vicky live?
Vicky lives in Trumpton.
Right. She's actually put that as well. Vicky's in Trumpton. She has got a made-up news story into Victoria's mouth. And it will be coming out of it, masquerading as real news, very shortly. You're listening to Talk Radio? I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Time is pretty precious when you're Ryan Reynolds. I drink all my meals. And I only have friends with really short names. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
That's why I've got BT Infinity. It now offers speeds of up to 52 megabits per second. The fastest standard fiber speeds. I also don't have time for underwear. I'm going commando right now.
BT Infinity. Fast just got faster. Visit bt.com/infinity to find out more.
83% UK coverage. £49 activation and £7.95 hub delivery. Comparison versus standard entry-level fiber products of major broadband providers. Up to speeds depending on time of day, line and location.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car, and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, OK? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over 1 million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau, comprehensive cover and non-fault claims only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Jeff the electrician loves Screwfix and shops there all the time. But he doesn't always need to go there to shop there. Like right now. He's relaxing at home, ordering from 25,000 products at Screwfix.com. Isn't it nice to have the choice, Jeff? And with next day delivery to home or site, when you order by 7 p.m. Monday to Friday or 4 p.m. at weekends, you can shop when you want, how you want. It's why those in the know Screwfix.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Hello there, I'm John Holmes. It's exactly 2 o'clock. It's Monday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, an investigation after a fake bomb at stadium, calls for prison safety to be urgently improved, and 100 illegal schools are operating in England.
Talk Radio.
The owner of a security company which left a fake bomb at Manchester United's ground after a training exercise says he hopes he's not going to be hung out to dry. The discovery shortly before kickoff at Old Trafford yesterday ended up with the Premier League match against Bournemouth being abandoned. A full inquiry is now underway. Former counter-terrorism officer Dr. David Lowe says he's surprised at the security firm's apparent mistake.
This is the type of piece of equipment used for a practical exercise that's quite important, and you would expect if they count them out, they'd count them all back in again, and clearly it's just been a human error on this occasion.
The Prime Minister has again said he stands by comments describing Donald Trump's plan to ban Muslims from entering the US as divisive, stupid and wrong. Earlier, Mr. Trump said he might not have a good relationship with the Prime Minister if he gets into the White House. The Police Federation of England and Wales is warning that a terrorist attack is becoming more likely because of a lack of armed police. Plans to train more firearms officers are in doubt because not enough people are putting themselves forward for training. The government says a report highlighting rising levels of violence, self-harm and suicide in prisons in England and Wales shows how badly reform is needed. The Justice Committee wants improvements to be accelerated to improve safety standards for prisoners and prison officers. The report highlights overcrowding as a major factor. Alex Cavendish, a former prisoner who spent time in six different jails, says there are also widespread staffing problems.
There just weren't enough prison officers physically present on the wings to make a difference. And there's no way that two or three prison officers can effectively monitor up to 200 adult prisoners.
Ofsted says it's deeply alarmed at how many illegal schools are operating in England. A task force has identified 100 since January. Warning notices have been sent to seven. Ofsted's chief inspector, Sir Michael Wilshaw, told Talk Radio hundreds of children are suffering as a result.
They're being taught by people who have not been properly accredited and checked. They're often living and working in the most appalling conditions with open drains and so on, or having their lunch with chemicals around them.
New stocks of the meningitis B jab are being sent to private clinics so parents can get their children vaccinated following a global shortage. Thousands who missed out on the NHS programme haven't been able to get vaccines privately since the start of the year. Ex-Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott says his country should accept their second place finish at Eurovision if it helps Ukraine's morale. He says the European country suffered a lot over the last couple of decades. Ukrainian singer Jamala's political song about Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin was a surprise winner at Saturday night's contest.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Largely dry and bright, cloudy though across northern Scotland with a chance of the odd shower, highs of 18 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. How's your new cup?
It's a bottle.
Yes.
It's...
If you're just joining us, by the way, while I'm on Victoria... Bought a new cup.
Sippy cup.
Sippy cup.
It's not a sippy cup.
Well, it's one of those ones that, like, for sporty people, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's one of those ones with the built-in straw that you fold up at the top, you know, sort of rubbery straw, and the straw goes all the way down to the bottom of the cup.
Yeah, just your standard sippy cup, yeah.
And Victoria, you've never owned one before, have you?
No, and I only got it over the weekend, and I was using it for the first time today.
Yes, but what was interesting, and I watched you struggle with it, was because you were trying to drink out of it, but tipping it up like a standard bottle.
Because that's what I normally use.
Yeah, so all of the water, assuming it is water, was...
It is water, thank you.
Was going up the end of the cup near your face, leaving the straw flailing around in the air in the bottom. And you were so puzzled as to why no liquid was coming up the straw. I had to teach you how to use a sippy cup.
I hate you. No one needed to know this.
I've never taught a newsreader how to use a sippy cup before.
Oh, great.
It's 4 minutes past 2 o'clock, and I'm going to guess Ben's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England manager Roy Hodgson has named Manchester United's surprise package Marcus Rashford in his provisional Euro 2016 squad. The teenage forward is part of a group of 26 that will be cut down at the end of this month. There's no place for Michael Carrick, Phil Jagielka or Theo Walcott, and Hodgson admits leaving them out was a tough call.
I decided on this occasion we would rob Peter to pay Paul in the sense of taking seven defenders rather than the classic eight, to give me a chance to take one more player in the midfield and forward section.
Andros Townsend, Jack Wilshere and Jordan Henderson have made the 26-man squad. Brighton face a massive test tonight if they're to reach the Sky Bet Championship playoff final. They'll have to overturn a 2-0 deficit from the first leg against Sheffield Wednesday and are without several key players through injury. Finally, Andy Murray's back up to number 2 in the latest tennis world rankings. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, in order to help placate budget cuts, the NHS has announced it will be converting old ambulances buses into miniature disco vans. After replacing each vehicle's siren with techno music and adjusting the blue lights to various colours, the vans will go up for auction online.
Thanks very much, Victoria. Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
6 minutes past two then. If you're just joining us, hello, it is Talk Radio. On a Monday, I am John Holmes, and you can get in touch if you'd like to with the programme this afternoon using maritime flag signal. Now, if you'd like to send a message or dedication to the show, then all you need to do is this: get hold of a set of maritime flags that have specific standard meanings. You should work out your message that you want to send to us from the flags that are available to mariners. For instance, keep well clear at low speed due to divers below, or I am discharging dangerous goods, or perhaps you'd like to send the message, I'm operating astern propulsion. If one of those is your message, or one of the other 100 or so maritime messages that are available via maritime flag, fly it in the car park outside the window or the playground of the primary school up the road where we'll be able to see it. Display your flag. We will read your message out. Paul in Hawkesby has been in touch. He says, I'm dragging my anchor, while another Paul Ross, is flying a flag that says, my vessel needs a tug. Not sure that's the first time he said that. Get in touch via maritime signal flag this afternoon, but remember, your signal flag messages will be charged at your usual principal Seaward international communication rate. Okay. It's very much time for work experience punditry. Now, if you are regular, then you will know that we do our bit, we do our best, we do our utmost to provide you, the great British public, with the future of criticism, with the future of punditry. They're to a penny, the reviewers, aren't they? They're always on the television doing the reviews of the papers or the something and the films and the and they're all the same people, but nowhere road tests the next generation apart from us here on Talk Radio. It's work experience punditry, and we do it because we'd like to help. We mainly do it because we don't have to pay them. And it's the TV reviews. It's a Monday, which means it's TV. So Samir's back. He's joining us. Hello, Samir.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very good. You?
Not bad.
Okay. So, we'll be the judge of that, as you know. So, you're talking TV.
I am indeed.
Is this stuff you've seen over the weekend?
Yep.
Okay.
Over the week.
What have you got first?
Well, my favourite show to talk to start off with is Upstart Crow. This is on BBC Two. It's a sitcom, and it basically is about Shakespeare, and it delves into the way he tried to write all his different plays and things and the reaction. And the first episode, which aired last week, was about Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
And it was quite fascinating the way he got his daughter to try and read some of the lines. So she's like, Dad, no one talks like this kind of thing. And they were just really trying to mock and, throw shade at the way Shakespeare had conducted himself throughout all of his writing, the fact that no one understands what this means. Why are you being so flowery?
Yes.
The line, wherefore art thou Romeo? She's like, why can't you just say, where are you? And then that gets into a big discussion about, oh, it doesn't mean where are you, it actually means why are you called Romeo? And we get into a big discussion about the fact that no one understood what it means. And I think that quite resonates, because in my childhood, when we were studying Shakespeare, a lot of us didn't know that it actually means why are you called Romeo? And then they went and they were even more pernickety. They started talking about, well, it's Montague. It's his surname that's causing the problems here, not the fact that he's called Romeo. Anyway, Shakespeare is played by David Mitchell, who's absolutely hilarious.
Yes.
I loved it. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. I was laughing constantly. Interestingly, though, on Twitter, it did have a mixed reaction.
Did it?
Yes.
I wasn't aware of that.
And this is because a lot of people think it was like a copy of Blackadder.
Well, it was written by Ben Elton.
Yeah.
Of course, so it did have elements of Blackadder. I mean, I saw it. It did have elements of Blackadder in and around it. But I don't think that's a problem. I think it's been a long time. And I must admit, Samir, I approached it cynically.
Yeah.
Because Ben Elton's work of late has been, for want of a better word, crap. So I approached it going, oh, God, it's going to be awful. But I was pleasantly surprised. Mm. Have we got a clip of it?
We do, indeed.
Okay, before we go on, then, this is a clip of BBC Two's Upstart Crow.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Sorry, Dad, how old's this sad weirdo supposed to be?
The maid be 13, my sweet.
Yeah, because I'm 13.
Exactly. I thought it might be fun to hear my Juliet spoke in her true voice before a middle-aged man with two half coconuts down his bodice gets hold of it.
I don't say stuff like this, Dad. I'd sound like a complete turnip.
Yes, dear, 'tis thy sweet and youthful timbre I would fain hear, not the monosyllabic series of grunts that passes for your conversation.
Oh, what?
I take the view that having my romantic ingenue say, what? Shut up, Romeo, you're so weird. Shut up, I hate you, would be slightly less effective than mine own timeless poetry.
So this was a scene, yeah, quite early on where he was trying to test out his writing and see if it actually works. He's got a lot of criticism and critique from his family as well, which probably is probably not the most pleasant thing to have. So you've got his father saying, I watched Henry the Sixth or something, part one. God, it was boring. The mother's not particularly fond of it either. The wife's like, why is it too flowery? And his daughter says it's too complicated. So there has been a lot of negativity from his own family, let alone the negativity he then receives from other people.
Quite a clever conceit. I mean, it was nicely done in that if you know Shakespeare, there were lots of in-jokes about it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that was quite nice. And it certainly inhabits the world of Blackadder. And I think it felt quite different to me, and even though it's the world of Blackadder, but the actual subject matter and how they did it was quite different. But some very good players. Mark Heap turns up at one point.
Yeah.
Harry Enfield's in it as well.
There was also reference to things that have been happening recently. So you know the phrase, it's not who you know. No, sorry, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yes.
They sort of played on that and they said, it's not what you know, it's which farmyard animal you rogered at university.
Yeah.
Which I thought was quite a comic take, and it was really relevant, particularly with the whole recent news scandal of
Yes. Well, there were a lot of nicely danced around.
Yeah.
There are a lot of references to modern things done in that sort of slightly knowing way as well. I didn't stop it after 3 minutes, which I quite often do with things,
right?
Because you just go, that's rubbish.
Is it the wrong way? The one that you didn't like from Ben Elton, was that?
I don't know. What was that one?
I think there was one where it was like health and safety.
God, yes.
Yeah, okay. I remember that was a unanimous.
The right way. Well, the right way.
Sorry.
Yeah, because a man was called something. Because it's one of those ones where a man has a name that's the same as the.
Ah, they're always top quality sitcoms.
Yeah, that, you know, when you go, oh, it's called Where There's Muck, There's Brass. Dan Muck is a friend of Ian Brass. And together they have adventures, and it's funny. And from thence the humour arises.
Mm.
Yeah, that.
You need a property show called The Home Show, where you just go into different houses and just comment on them.
Me and Martin Roberts from the Weekends here on Talk Radio, and obviously he presents Homes Under the Hammer, right? But that's spelled differently. And me and him are working on a proposal of Homes Under the Hammer, where it's just me. And Eamon Holmes, also off the radio, and Martin Roberts hits us with a hammer. And you have to guess which it is. It's like a quiz.
Yeah. It's sort of like Saturday night, sort of big.
Shiny floor
show. Yeah, definitely.
Exactly, yeah.
So you guess who got hit on the head, basically.
Yeah, well, not the head. That's stupid. He tries to. Martin Roberts tries to kneecap us, me and Eamon Holmes, and you just have to work out which of us is screaming in pain, because that bit's off screen.
Right.
You see. So you have to. What it is, I'm going to let you in on it.
Yeah.
Because you'll only be reviewing this in a couple of weeks when it starts. So it's BBC One, presented by Michael McIntyre. Right. Hi, Michael, by the way.
Hello, how are you?
And it's presented by Michael McIntyre. And it's me, right, and Eamon Holmes sitting in strapped into chairs.
Mm.
Okay. And then Martin Roberts off of Homes Under the Hammer comes on. And as I say, it's also called Holmes Under the Hammer, but with an alien Holmes.
Right.
Yeah, he comes on, and it'll fool people because they like Sherlock Holmes as well, don't they? Mm. So it's got that word in it,
yeah.
And that will draw people in. And we're sitting there, but kneecaps are out of shot, right? The lower heart, we're only shot from the waist upwards, right? And Roberts has got a hammer, and it's like it's not a claw hammer; it's one of those sort of ball hammers, and he has to kneecap us And judging by the look and screaming on our faces, you have to guess which Holmes is under the hammer. But here, you see, that sounds simple because you go, well, it's the one screaming in agony and with the blood splattering up his face. But no, because what you don't know is the other one has got electrodes attached to his genitals, which are fired off at the same time as Roberts comes in with his hammer. So we're both in pain, but you don't know which one's getting the hammer and which one's getting the electrocution to the groinal area. So, and Michael McIntyre's hosting, aren't you, Michael?
Yes, hello. Yes, welcome to Holmes Under the Hammer. Okay, it's very simple, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to get Eamon Holmes, okay? You'll know him from the television, yes? And John Holmes, you won't know him. We're going to sit them down and, okay, and then we're going to get their kneecaps, okay? And one of them will be hit with a hammer with the one, the only, our special guest for today. It's Martin Roberts.
Martin
Roberts, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Martin. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good, excellent. Okay, now the other person will have, of course, you've guessed it, electrodes attached to their genitals. And I attached them myself. I know, I that's a demand of doing the show.
A clip there from Holmes Under the Hammer, coming soon, BBC One Saturday nights.
Looking forward to it. But yeah, this show is second episode tonight, 10 o'clock, BBC Two. They're going to explore Hamlet today. And hopefully they'll try and make some interesting.
I like that. Yes, I also like that they theme each one round a particular play as well, which is quite nice. And then all the references.
It's a nice way to try and get, you know, exposed to Shakespeare, because we were celebrating his 400th death anniversary recently, 23rd of April. Yeah.
And David Mitchell's good in it as well, isn't he? Actually?
Oh, he's great. He's amazing.
Yeah. And I was pleasantly surprised.
I like it? I'm not very au fait with Shakespeare
or anything.
Yeah, yeah. Will I enjoy it?
Yes,
or will I just not get anything?
Yes, because it's got funny jokes in it. It's just silly jokes.
Okay, so it's not just all about Shakespeare?
No.
Okay, cool, I'll watch it then.
Love it is like the situations that they represent themselves with.
Good. Right, okay, now stay there, Samir, because I know you have more. We'll be back with work experience punditry. You're listening to Talk Radio, by the way. And Samir will have more of it next.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles, no one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit, and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on a 6x3 foot sheet of half inch standard plasterboard for only £3.09 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Sky asked me to big up their box sets. I said, sure, if I can squeeze it around True Detective, because I'm up to episode 4, you see. Okay, they said. So I said,
if you're a Sky TV customer, you can upgrade to addictively good Sky box sets from just £6 extra a month. Get over 350 box sets, including new hit Billions, The Affair, True Blood and True Detective. Search Sky box sets and upgrade today.
So then I said, can I get back to True Detective? And they said, can you squeeze in the legals too? Only if I do it super fast, I said.
Requires Sky TV, the family bundle, all HD. Compatible box, broadband, minimum recommended speed, 2 megabits per second. Setup costs may apply. Selection of shows varies each month. Further terms apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Kent M2 still slow, London bound after earlier problems at Junction 3 for Chatham. Norfolk's A47 in North Birmingham closed both ways because of an accident. A breakdown on the southbound M1 near Junction 16 for Daventry is causing queues. And near Nottingham and Derby, the southbound M1 has two lanes out, Junctions 25 to 24A because of a vehicle fire. So that's looking very slow. A breakdown on the northbound M6 near Wolverhampton causing delays towards Junction 10A and Lancashire's A6 in Carnforth still closed after a serious accident around 19 Acre Lane. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Skoda Octavia, What Car's Best Family Car for 3 years in a row, has now also won Best Family Car in the Auto Express Driver Power Awards. So now with £2,000 towards your deposit, low rate 2.9% APR representative finance, and an extra £500 if you order by June the 30th, it's a multi-award winning no-brainer. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan from Skoda Financial Services. 18s and over subject to status. T's and C's and exclusions apply. For your nearest retailer, visit skoda.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together.
It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the Bright One.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash.
The other one.
Okay, dumbass.
Oh, yeah.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, what he said. It's, you will get you reacting as well, because you can react at Talk Radio. That's what it's here for. Probably. I haven't checked. But 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
If you've got a reaction, you can react it in this direction. What's coming in, Cornelius?
Yes, lots coming in.
Lots
at
coming in.
Person123 says, do you know what keeps me up at night? Caffeine. And a former London mayor says, well, Des Lynam, he's got a moustache. Just like Hitler.
It's like Hitler. If you were to react, you can react in this direction as well. I've got this. Whoever left the fake bomb at Old Trafford hanging out to dry is too good for them. 322. Have they really seen any of the other news, Cornelius?
Sorry?
Have you seen any of the news?
Oh, the news?
Yeah, have you seen any of
the
it?
The news?
Have you seen any of it?
Well, I did
have you seen any of it?
Yeah, I did a charity news.
Have you seen any of it?
Yes, I did a charity news over the weekend.
Did you? How did it go?
It went really well. Really well.
Right.
I raised lots of headlines for the news.
Yeah.
Lots of words.
Great.
And I did a news splash.
Yes.
Yeah, splash in the sun.
Yeah.
It's a journalist term I learnt today.
Don't know what you're talking about.
No, neither do I.
Okay, a bit weird. I mean, I know what that is, but I don't know why you're saying it out loud.
Because I've never heard that phrase before until Julia Hartley Brewer said, oh, the sun did a splash on it, and I just sort of went, yeah, I know, I saw it.
Without really knowing what it meant.
Well, no, I didn't know exactly what that meant.
Okay, fine. Well, you know it's complicated then.
Well, yeah, I just can't get my head around it.
Well, this is where we explain, because we like to bring you the news in its easy-to-understand distilled form, which is, of course, Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Bomb device at man. You, not a serious threat. Just like Man U this year.
If I understood football, that might be clever. It's the news in haikus. Samir is here. Is your surname Test? Anyway, right, so he's reviewing...
Have you heard that before?
No.
Fair play. That's
thanks.
Good.
Thanks, mate. Reviewing the television. We've already talked about Upstart Crow, which is the new Ben Elton sitcom. What have we got? What are we talking about next?
We've also got Mum. A completely different take on sitcom in regards to the other one.
Yes.
It's also on BBC Two. I was watching this, and as it started, I thought it's going to be rubbish, it's going to be dry, it's going to be really pointless,
yeah.
Because it's, you know, like a typical English house on a street, and it just didn't look very appealing scenery and stuff. But
yes.
Actually, there were some comedic and hilarious moments. So it's about a mother who's just lost her husband, and she's just getting ready for the funeral, and people are coming in giving flowers and things.
Yes.
There's some frustratingly posh friends as well that come and just take the mick out of everything and complain about the biscuits not being nice, and complain that she never got around to making a pond, which is what she was really passionate about, and just, you know, really grilling her, which is really not nice, especially when she's trying to deal with the wounds of the pain. And then her son has his girlfriend who comes around as well. She doesn't she only had one black dress, which was too short, so she comes in bright red. So it's just the whole stereotype.
Sort of classic sitcom sort of setup.
Yeah, no audience laughter, though. On this one.
Was there an audience sitting there just stony-faced then? Or did they literally...
Because
there might have been one, but they might have just been sitting there
just
with arms folded.
Just not laugh at all the whole time.
Terrible. Yeah. But you were won over? I mean, did
I
you?
I thought it was good, yeah. Who's
in it?
Time. Lots of people.
That's fine, we'll Google it.
Good. But it was really interesting how they're trying to prepare for the funeral, and... like the clueless girlfriend that comes in, she's kind of all like taken aback by everything, and she's saying the wrong things at the wrong moment.
Yep.
So like a friend comes in and she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry about your loss," and then she starts going into a long story and just really trying to make the situation a lot more awkward than it has to be. So I thought that was quite nice. There's a good dynamic between the different characters as well.
We've got a clip.
We do have a clip.
Oh, we've got a clip. All right, fine. Here we go.
Garden's looking nice. What happened about your pond?
No, we didn't get one in the end.
What stopped you getting a pond? Realise it was tacky.
No.
Ooh, cake. Lovely.
Oh, yeah, please, take it all. It'll only go to waste.
Oh, well, it looks great.
Yes. Yeah, I made it myself.
It's okay. Cathy, can I borrow some knickers?
And I just thought, oh, blimey, I should probably be wearing some.
Michael, this is Kelly, Jason's girlfriend. Kelly, this is Michael, an old friend of ours.
Oh, yeah, pleased to meet you.
Yeah, and you, yeah. Sorry to hear about your dead friend.
Thanks.
Shall we, yes. Sorry. Is that all right? I never know what to say.
Don't worry.
I've only ever been to one funeral. That's when my dog died. I played the vicar.
Did you?
Yeah. I was really good, actually.
Well, you know, that wasn't bad. I mean, I don't know anything about this at all. But that it started off and I was just going,
Yeah.
And then it
has that effect.
It was a little bit more, you know, I quite warmed to the... The character, the girl with the no knickers and the dog funeral. What is she?
Well, she's the girlfriend of her son.
Right. Okay. Fine. But she's
the
a
mother's
bit,
son. Yeah. She's clueless. She's blonde.
I mean, that's harsh. I mean, other
no. Her hair's blonde.
Other blondes are available.
What? Yeah, they are.
Yeah. I mean, brunettes are thick as well.
Yeah.
Victoria, for instance, reads the news.
And I'd say we all have our thick days as well.
If you like.
I mean, you'd say that you're thick at times, possibly.
Absolutely not.
And your black hair as well.
Don't worry, talking about. Right, so we've only got a couple of minutes left, Samir. So what was the other thing you wanted to talk about?
This was shocking. Obviously, Piers Morgan is not got the best rep. And if anyone had to do a documentary looking at killer women, it would be him. And that's exactly what he's done. So he's gone into a prison.
Yes.
And actually interviewed and tried to look at a few people, like really like... disgusting individuals who've gone and like killed their family and stuff, and it's really gripping.
This graphic. Let's be clear, this one is not a sitcom.
No,
okay,
no.
Fine, just checking. good. Fine.
But yeah, no, this one was quite serious, and yeah, he's gone into a prison. He's talked to people, and it's really interesting how there's one of the individuals. She'd killed all her family except the father, and yet the father is still willing to forgive her, which is really like shocking how he's got that much forgiveness.
So is this Piers Morgan trying to do the sort of Louis Theroux angle?
Yeah, but it doesn't work. He's too full of himself.
Do we have a quick? We want a clip of this?
I think we do.
Okay,
yeah.
Just got time for a quick clip of this thing.
I guess what it all boils down to when I think about it, and I think about other young kids that have came in after me, and people that'll come in. Even when I die, you know, young kids, it's all about choices and the choices I made at a young age. Didn't think that it would affect, you know, I just thought it was just affecting me and the little stuff that I was doing. But the little stuff adds up and then it just, you know, blows up and we don't think about choices.
When your dad looked you in the eye and said, "Did you do this? Were you involved in this?"
I thought what was going to happen there was that you'd cleverly picked a clip that hadn't got Piers Morgan in it, and that was pleasing to me. But he cropped up at the end there, didn't he?
He always does, doesn't he?
To make everyone feel murderous. So worth watching, or just a bit? And would it have been better with Louis Theroux?
Oh, anything's better with Louis Theroux.
Right, even upstart Crow, probably. Samir, thank you for coming in.
I'm afraid we're out of time.
But there we go. That's Work Experience Punditry. That is Samir. Was that week two for you?
Week two,
all right, okay. So, how do you think it went? Oh, you got to rate them out.
I'd give it 8.
Overall 8. Good, thank you. That is Samir. He will be back with us next week, I imagine, to review the television of Work Experience Punditry. If you'd like Work Experience reviewing things, then let us know.
We always need people.
We are happy to help. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
There you go. It's 2:31. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
A full investigation is underway after a fake bomb forced Old Trafford to be evacuated 20 minutes before a Premier League game. The device, which was left in a toilet during a training exercise earlier in the week, meant Manchester United had to call off the Bournemouth match. Stephen White is a terrorism and security expert.
In one regard, it's a very serious matter. Obviously, human error has caused the false device to be left behind, and that has led to some very serious consequences for the crowds attending the match and also the football club. But I suppose some reassurance could be gained in the fact that practice drills are being held.
A spokesperson for David Cameron says he still believes Donald Trump is wrong for planning to temporarily ban Muslims from entering the US. But the Republican presidential hopeful says those comments could harm relations between them. Unions are criticising HSBC for deciding to move more than 800 roles from the UK to other areas in the world. The IT positions are going to countries including India, Poland and China. South Korea's government says it's discovered emissions cheating software in Nissan Qashqai models made in Sunderland. The company has denied using illegal devices in any of its vehicles. It's being fined £200,000 in the country, while 800 vehicles sold there since November are being recalled. And the country's secret listening post, GCHQ, has joined Twitter. It's the first of the UK spy agencies to sign up. It says it wants to be more open about what it does to keep Britain safe. The weather largely dry and bright, cloudy across northern Scotland with a chance of the odd shower. Highs of 18 degrees is more than half an hour.
We were just talking about you before you came in.
Oh, God. What were you saying?
Never mind. 2:33. Next, we'll find out what the people think and we'll talk to our foreign correspondent.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:34, good afternoon, Monday. Still to come, of course, today's mystery quiz. Today, mystery noise identify. You can win £1 million.
No, you can't.
£1 million.
£1 million not available.
£1 million up for grabs this afternoon.
Down for grabs.
On Mystery Million Quiz.
Mystery Zero Quiz.
£1 million we've got to give away.
£0.
£1 million. Giving away £1 million this afternoon.
No, we're not.
In Mystery Quiz. If you can identify the mystery noise as and when you hear it, then let us know what it is and you could be in with the chance of winning £1 million.
Zero money available.
There's also a diversity paper review and the big debate from three. But of course, we've been out on the streets, as you would expect us to, at around this time, to find out what the people think. What do the people think? Well, today, do the people think photography or Maltesers?
Photography.
Maltesers.
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 Photography.
Photography.
Maltesers.
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 Photography.
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 Maltesers.
Photography.
Maltesers.
Maltesers.
Photography.
Photography.
Maltesers.
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 Photography.
Maltesers.
Photography.
Photography.
Maltesers.
Photography.
Photography.
Maltesers.
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 Photography.
Photography.
Maltesers.
Photography.
Photography. Maltesers.
Photography.
Maltesers.
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 Photography.
Maltesers.
Maltesers.
Photography.
Photography.
Maltesers. Photography.
Photography. Maltesers.
Photography. Maltesers.
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 Photography.
There it is. What do you think, though? That's the point. That's what the people think outside, but what do the people think that are you? Do you think photography or Maltesers? Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So good afternoon then, you are listening to what I'm going to describe as Talk Radio, because that is its name. I'm John Holmes, hello, it's just gone past the time, and we'll be talking in a moment to our foreign correspondent who this week is Italian. This is regarding a story in Italy, of course. Let me just read to you. After its sole remaining police officer went into retirement 2 months ago, the small northeastern town of Bressano has descended into anarchy. On the line from Italy is our foreign Italian correspondent. Hello, Maria.
Ciao, John. Come va?
Yeah, thank you. Very well. This is an interesting story, isn't it? Because a town had one police officer who's gone into retirement. I mean, what can you tell us about this?
Sono molto preoccupata. In fin dei conti, se c'è solo un ufficiale di polizia, che cosa farà il resto del paese? Non ho idea di come riusciranno a gestire le cose. La gente sta iniziando a preoccuparsi, ovviamente anche la stampa.
I mean that's certainly one point of view, but in terms of how they were policing the town in the first place, perhaps you could expand for us on how the Italian police system works.
Beh, questa è una domanda che non so bene come rispondere. È molto complicato il sistema giudiziario e della polizia in Italia.
Yeah.
Ci sono diverse organizzazioni della polizia e diverse organizzazioni della polizia lavorano in città diverse, quindi ogni città è regolata da una forza di polizia diversa, quindi avendo solo due ufficiali di polizia che adesso vanno in pensione non si sa come si riuscirà ad andare avanti.
Well, you're not wrong. I mean, there were 2,800 residents, and they appear to have, in this particular town. I mean, whereabouts is Bressano, by the way? Can you paint a picture of where it is in the country?
È in Italia, non ho idea di che regione, sì, in quale regione sia, però facciamo finta che io lo sappia, tanto nessuno capisce, no?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So the residents, I mean, they're saying there's anarchy. Is this typical of Italy? If you got rid of all police in Italy, would the country just descend into lawlessness?
Probabilmente sì, però stiamo anche parlando dell'Italia, no? Esiste davvero la polizia in Italia? Forse sì, forse no, non lo sappiamo. Però probabilmente sì, probabilmente sarà ancora più un problema. Se rimuovessero tutte le forze di polizia dall'Italia sarebbe un gran problema.
Mm. I mean, is it the mafia?
Domanda molto pungente, domanda bollente direi. Probabilmente sì, probabilmente no.
Yeah.
Non facciamo... Non diciamolo.
No, I totally understand. I mean, is the let me just quote to you here. Motorists, this is the definition of anarchy here, are taking advantage of the lack of one policeman because they're illegally parking and speeding. I mean, that's the crime we're talking about, isn't it?
Sì, questo è il problema principale.
Yeah.
Ma questo, secondo me, non è solo un problema della mancanza di polizia. Questo, secondo me, è qualcosa che ha a che fare con l'essere italiano di di fondo. Sappiamo davvero parcheggiare, secondo me non è qualcosa che sappiamo fare come italiani.
Yeah, well, yes, and there's that story, of course, as well, about the about a resident who cut the head off a piston in a car, didn't he, and left it in a bed.
Oh, wow.
Mm. No, I know, I mean, that must have caused waves.
Tragedia. Mm. Una vera tragedia.
Yeah. I mean, what else can you tell us? I mean, in terms of, and then another quote for you. Just 2 years ago, the village had 4 police officers, and now they're saying this twin. I mean, why weren't they replaced?
Sono stati rimpiazzati, secondo me, perché hanno fatto qualcosa di sbagliato. Forse parcheggiavano addirittura loro nei posti dove non dovevano parcheggiare. Forse non erano veri ufficiali di polizia. Chi può dirlo? Secondo me ci vorrebbe un corpo investigativo molto, molto numeroso per capire chi è dall'altro lato di questo caso.
No, I think everyone listening is probably going to agree with you on that 100%. Final question for you. Why is it that there aren't any policemen wanting to go to that village now? I mean, they find it very hard to replace this guy who retired. So what is it about this horrific, lawless town of illegal parking?
Ci possono essere due spiegazioni. Secondo me, una è che è un posto troppo spaventoso, troppi criminali, troppe macchine parcheggiate dove non dovrebbero essere parcheggiate. Oppure, seconda opzione, è un posto incredibilmente noioso.
Oh, that's very good. Thank you very much for talking to us, Maria. That's Maria. She's our foreign correspondent, talking about the sole remaining police officer of the small northeastern Italian town of Massano, who's gone into retirement, leaving the town in anarchy. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, OK? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over 1 million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurance Bureau comprehensive cover and non-fault claims only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Windows up, kids.
Mine stuck. The cam's licking my face.
Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flag's 5-star UK cover will get you moving again in 35 minutes on average. Plus, get up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Time at roadside from Network Report, November 15 to March 16.
Jeff the electrician loves Screwfix and shops there all the time. But he doesn't always need to go there to shop there. Like right now. He's relaxing at home, ordering from 25,000 products at Screwfix.com. Isn't it nice to have the choice, Jeff? And with next day delivery to home or site, when you order by 7 p.m. Monday to Friday or 4 p.m. at weekends, you can shop when you want, how you want. It's why those in the know Screwfix.
Why test drive the new smart and tough Ford Ranger?
It's ginormous.
It controls music and temperature with voice commands.
It tows its own weight in a weight.
It detects other road users with Ford Alert.
It's a truckosaurus.
Quite. And take a test drive between the 16th and the 23rd of May. You'll save £500. Unlearn test drives with the new Ford Ranger. Smart
and tough.
Visit Ford.co.uk for more details.
Test drive any new Ford Ranger between the 16th and 23rd of May 2016 and receive an additional £500 customer saving on the road price. Vehicles to be contracted by the 25th of May 2016 and registered by the 30th of September 2016. Retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Kent M2 still slow, London bound after earlier problems at Junction 3 for Chatham. Norfolk's A47 in North Burlingham closed both ways because of an accident. A breakdown on the southbound M1 near Junction 16 for Daventry is causing queues. And near Nottingham and Derby, the southbound M1 has 2 lanes out, Junctions 25 to 24A because of a vehicle fire. So that's looking very slow. A breakdown on the northbound M6 near Wolverhampton causing delays towards Junction 10A and Lancashire's A6 in Carnforth still closed after a serious accident around 19 Acre Lane. I'm Joanna Adams.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-
unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Today we'd like to bring on Janie Lee Grace and Tim Smith, and here they come with factoids. First of all, Janie.
On a clear night in the Northern Hemisphere, the naked eye can discern 5,000 sick pets.
Oh. Purist Italian chefs have been silenced by a council which has banned them from playing their cheese trumpets.
In some parts of Saudi Arabia, there are solar-powered guinea pigs in the desert.
No word in the English language rhymes with bell pepper, clowns, or Janie Lee Grace.
Or pineapple.
Or pineapple.
If you got yourself a yacht.
Chicken.
Yacht. You could go all the way around the globe without stopping or hitting the rear of the eyeball.
But like this. Yeah.
Yeah, don't try and speak.
We can't top that.
Anchovy bandit.
Fair enough.
Factoids.
Okay, then, apart from it being the Eurovision Song Contest at the weekend, of course, where possibly for the first time, a band won with a song about the atrocities of Stalin, we also should remember, of course, it was the closing of the Invictus Games in America, and the closing ceremony of it, wherein a band of veterans called Vetted played live, and various other bands played live. When it happened here, I think it was Foo Fighters and Kaiser Chiefs, as I recall.
Yeah, something like that.
Over there.
Frank Turner as well.
Frank Turner as well, probably. And over there, not so much. I was thinking about it. And it led me towards what could possibly be today's quite lame-ass texting. Because I was watching it, and obviously the sport, isn't there?
There is.
The sport.
There's sport.
And then there was also the music. And I thought, well, I wonder what would happen if one were to put those two notions together, the sport and the music. And I thought, and that kind of really is for me the springboard to Monday, that's today, crap texting on the programme. And that's what we're going to be doing. It's going to be sort of athletics, really. Athletics and music. You can join in. If you're desperate, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So you take some sport, and then you take a band or a song, some music, and then you put them together. And then you get something like Archery Garfunkel.
That's a weak start.
It's not!
Art Garfunkel.
Archery Garfunkel.
Nah, I'm not having that.
Why not?
Rubbish, that is just bad.
What have you got then?
MC Hammer Throw.
That's obvious though, isn't it?
Right.
Discus Inferno.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Discus 2000 as well.
Yeah,
could also have been acceptable.
She dives me crazy. It's diving as a sport.
Yeah.
And there's a song, She Drives Me Crazy.
Okay.
By Fine Young Cannibal.
I wasn't aware of the sport.
Simply the breaststroke.
That's good.
Well, go on.
Do you really like it? Is it wicked?
God.
That's great.
See, what happens is we set the bar so low on this.
Do you relay like it? It's excellent.
That when people do join in, it's not hard, is it? It's not hard to join in.
It's not. Anyone can, anyone
literally,
can join in.
Literally anyone. Paralymp Biscuit. okay, so there it is. You can 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a sport music pun.
Oh, we're going to do lazy PR, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Let's do some lazy PR.
If you haven't heard this before, by the way, lazy PR is where we round up a week's worth of laziness for there are PR companies out there, PR companies, marketing people whose job it is to get their clients front and centre in the media, and that could mean television, it could mean newspapers, it could mean radio, and they carpet bomb the industry with their crap in order to try and get it broadcast coverage or media coverage. So what we like to do is bring you the latest examples of it, because it comes in from people who've never heard, not heard this show, but never even heard of the radio before. It just arrives in the inbox, unbid, and it's just stuff that you wouldn't touch with a barge pole. However, it gives us, looking through it now, it gives us a feature, it gives us a week's worth of lazy PR, and we'll start, I think, with your inbox, Cornelius.
Jason's emailed me, John. He said, hi, Con. Don't know if this is good for your show or not, but let me know.
Well, let's let him know.
1.5 million bank holiday railway improvement works in South West and Thames Valley will deliver bigger, better and more reliable railway for passengers.
Well, this is exciting.
Yeah.
This is very exciting. Other shows have Tom Hiddleston as a guest. Not on here, obviously. No. Who could we get?
We've John.
Yeah.
You can keep your Tom Hiddleston.
Yes.
Because I've got Mark Langham from Network Rail, the managing director for the Western Route.
This is great.
He said he'd like to thank the public for their patience while we completed the latest phase of our extensive railway upgrade program, which I'm pleased to say was completed on time.
Good. Any more details? This is big.
I mean, it's huge. I mean, of course, obviously I was back to Jason straight away. Jason, when can we have him on?
Yeah.
But he didn't reply.
Okay.
But I can tell you the work included installing a new bridge at Broadtown Road in Royal Wootton Bassett. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is... no, that's huge. I mean, this is a great story. Yeah. And that's... I read about that. That's in preparation for the electrification and arrival of a new fleet of longer, faster, quieter and greener electric trains.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's weird that you would mention that, but you wouldn't mention that the fact that they... We're installing the foundations for the overhead electrification equipment that is essential to the power for new electric trains.
Yeah, I know.
You know this process known as piling, and it took place in various locations across the southwest in Thames Valley. If you have seen any of piling, go ahead, sort of do get in touch, maybe ring in.
Yeah, do call us if you're a fan of piling. 08444991000. Do remember to start your phone call with the word piling. You can also enjoy, maybe go down there as well. Quite a crowd gathering for the installation of a new set of points on the approach to Paddington Station, which provides greater reliability for passengers. So
it's about time they got a new set of points there. I've been saying that for years, haven't I?
You have, yeah.
I said they desperately need a new set of points on the approach to Paddington Station to provide greater reliability for passengers.
That is what you did say, isn't it?
Yeah,
you've been saying that
I've always
years.
Been saying.
Yeah.
I've got it tattooed on my arm.
Yeah.
Though.
Oh yeah. I've got one here.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. What you got?
Well, you can understand why this caught my eye. Sun Marotech moves into a hangar at Ras Al Khaimah International Airport to set up an MRO facility.
What?
Yeah. Dear John. Thought you might. Here's a story I thought you might like. I'm reading that and see if I like it. I don't. So Ras Al Khaimah International Airport is having a handing over ceremony held in presence of His Excellency Sheikh Salam bin Sultan Akasami. The partnership is in accord with the long term and broader vision of His Highness Sheikh Saud bin Sakra Al-Kasami and the member of the Supreme Council, because he's trying to create a robust and enduring aviation ecosystem for aviation growth in the region. Would you like to talk to Mohammed Kazi, that is his name, who is the CEO of the Airport Authority, to talk about whether and how the International Airport is looking forward to the new partnership with Sun Marotech and will extend all support in its efforts to attract aviation business to the airport and the region? Deccan Quarters is India's leading general aviation services company, providing a complete suite of solutions ranging from aircraft maintenance to management and charter services. As part of its engineering services, Deccan maintains over 50 fixed-wing aircraft and helicopters from over 18 engineering and operations bases, giving it the largest geographical footprint amongst aviation companies in the country. If you'd like to talk to us about this, please give us a call. And that's from the media relations specialist.
No.
Who's clearly targeted us very well, Tarek Kamal Eldain. The headline again, Sun Marotech moves into a hangar. Anyway, that arrived in my inbox. I mean, we could have had the actor Jack O'Connell. You know, BAFTA's rising star. Right, but instead that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I've got.
Sun Marotech.
I imagine Graham Norton's got this guy.
Yeah, I mean, probably.
It's going to be big. Do you want a subject line of the week?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go with lazy PR subject headline of the week. Baby cow back on CBeebies with all new Wussy Wat the Clumsy Cat. Do you know, I'm actually quite interested in that one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Have you ever seen Wussy Wat the Clumsy Cat?
No, I don't know what the hell that is. I wouldn't even feel comfortable saying it on the radio.
Try it.
Where is it? Do you have it?
Yeah.
Wussy Wat, the Clumsy Cat. There's a lot of room to go wrong there.
There really is. Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's like CBeebies don't mind about that kind of thing, right? Because genuinely, right, not long ago, and I'm forced to watch bits of CBeebies before I have children that are of the age of CBeebies, right? Sort of 6 and 4. There is a programme on there called Zack and Quack. Right. Now,
yeah,
I kid you not.
Yeah,
right. There was a new series starting.
Oh yeah,
and I was watching it, and the continuity announcer genuinely said, "Back, Zack and Quack."
It's back, Zack and Quack.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That is very
funny. I was like, what? There are children watching this, you potty mouth. Anyway, good. So in the next bit, the big debate. And of course, don't forget your chance to win £1 million.
£1 million is not available.
£1 million to win before 4 o'clock in a game of mystery quiz. There's a mystery. It's in the form of a quiz. You could win £1 million.
No, you couldn't.
£1 million up for grabs.
£0.
Before 4 o'clock this afternoon on Talk Radio. £1 million.
£0.
In the mystery quiz. There's also the diversity paper review. But don't forget the big news. You could win £1 million.
You can win £0.
It's Talk Radio Monday afternoon. Big debate next.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's red versus brown in the Battle of the Sauces. To celebrate the launch of two tantalising new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips, the baked snack available in chip shop inspired flavours, we're giving you the chance to bag a fully flavoursome £1,000 cash prize on Talk Radio. Register to play now on the competitions page at talkradio.co.uk. Then test your trivia knowledge to win £1,000 in the Battle of the Sauces this afternoon from 4 on Talk Radio with Burton's Fish and Chips.
Dream. Dream of new opportunities, of proving the doubters wrong and your gut feeling right. Dream of making it through late-night, coffee-fueled study sessions. See yourself landing that promotion, walking tall and of your family glowing with pride. 88% of the Open University students we asked said the skills and knowledge they gained benefited their career. We're ready to help make your career dream happen too. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Hello, son. Good night.
Shut up, Dad.
I remember nights in Winkers.
Shut up, Dad.
I first knowed your mum.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Well, with tongues, anyway.
Shut up, Dad.
Ooh, like two starving octopus.
Dad, shut up.
Fed up with Dad's taxi? If you're over 18, you can get your very own Citroën C1 with everything you need, including 3 years insurance, for one monthly payment. Get your own car with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At exactly 3 o'clock, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a man found guilty of road rage death, Man U's fake bomb fiasco, and Trump's warning over the relationship with the UK.
Talk Radio.
In the last half an hour, a mentally ill man has been convicted of killing another motorist in a road rage attack. Matthew Daly stabbed 79-year-old Donald Locke 39 times in West Sussex in July last year after their cars were involved in a minor crash. The 35-year-old will be sentenced in July for manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility. A full inquiry has started into how a fake bomb was left at Old Trafford Stadium. The device, which was part of a search dog training exercise at the ground last week, is thought to have been taped to the inside of a toilet door. Tony Lloyd is Greater Manchester's Police and Crime Commissioner.
If that had been real, goodness knows when it would have gone off and how it was there 20 minutes before the match is beyond belief. Well, five out, one, two, three, four, there's one missing. Why wasn't there 24 hours, 3 days until the game search, until they found the thing?
David Cameron insists he stands by comments he made describing Donald Trump's plans to ban Muslims from entering the US as divisive, stupid and wrong. But the Chancellor, George Osborne, says they will work with the billionaire if he becomes American president.
Both myself, David Cameron and others were pretty clear that was not a view we supported. But he's an American presidential candidate and we will talk to him, because it's in our interest to talk to our allies like the United States of America.
Earlier, Mr. Trump said he might not have a good relationship with the Prime Minister if he's elected to the White House. More than 800 roles at HSBC are being moved from the UK to other countries, including India, Poland and China. The company announced last year it was planning thousands of job cuts around the world. Ofsted's chief inspectors told Talk Radio religious communities have to do more to stop illegal schools radicalising young children. More than 100 unregistered schools have been identified in England since January, the majority being Islamic or Jewish. Sir Michael Wilshaw believes it's a growing problem.
The religious communities operating these areas need to be looking at this, and they need to work with us to find these institutions that are operating illegally and make it absolutely clear that they don't sanction them.
Nissan has denied fitting illegal emissions cheating software in one of its models. The company is being fined £200,000 by officials in South Korea, who are recalling 800 Qashqais it claims were fitted with devices in Sunderland. And Nintendo could be moving into making its own film content, likely to involve animation. The Japanese video game maker says it's not yet decided on the details, but will focus on filmmaking as an area for future investment.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Largely dry and bright, cloudy across northern Scotland with a chance of the odd shower. Highs of 18 degrees.
Great, thanks, Victoria. That was there. It's 3 minutes past three. The big debate is coming up, but now I think Ben's got the sport live from inside a bell tower.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England manager Roy Hodgson has named Manchester United's surprise package Marcus Rashford in his provisional Euro 2016 squad. The teenage forward is part of a group of 26 that will be cut down at the end of this month. There's no place for Michael Carrick, Phil Jagielka or Theo Walcott, and Hodgson admits leaving them out was a tough call.
I decided on this occasion we would rob Peter to pay Paul, in the sense of taking seven defenders rather than the classic eight, to give me a chance to take one more player in the midfield and forward section.
Andros Townsend, Jack Wilshere and Jordan Henderson have made the 26-man squad. Brighton face a massive test tonight if they're to reach the Sky Bet Championship playoff final. They'll have to overturn a 2-0 deficit from the first leg against Sheffield Wednesday and are without several key players through injury. Finally, Andy Murray's back up to number 2 in the latest tennis world rankings. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben with the sport live from a bell tower this afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. And the big debate is coming next.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So then, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. It's 3:05. I am John Holmes. If you'd like to get in touch with the show this afternoon, you can do it via the medium of the message. You can use Twitter, of course. We're at Talk Radio. Start your message with
the word talk.
8722.
Start your message with the word talk. Also,
or you can use Facebook. We're on the Facebook.
Start your message on Facebook.com.
Or you can use maritime flag signal. Now, all you need to do, if you'd like to do that this afternoon, is get hold of a set of maritime flags that have specific standard meanings. You should work out your message from the flags that are available to mariners. For instance, keep well clear at low speed due to divers, or I am discharging dangerous goods at sea. Another one you could use is I am operating astern propulsion. Then simply fly the flag where it can be seen by us here at Talk Radio. So we're thinking in the car park outside the window or in the playground of the primary school up the road. Now display your flag and we will read your message out. Paul in Hawkesby has been in touch, says, John, I'm dragging my anchor. That's what his appears to say. And Paul Ross as well is flying a flag that says, my vessel needs a tug, which I don't think is the first time he said that. Get in touch via maritime signal flag this afternoon, but remember your signal flag messaging will be charged at your usual principal seaward instructional communication rates. So it's time for this afternoon's big debate then. Of course, everyone's talking about the big story this afternoon. It's this. Pensioner knocked down by sneezing driver hopes he's learnt his lesson. This is a woman who was knocked unconscious in Hull after a man sneezed behind the wheel, ran into her, just knocked her out. She wasn't badly hurt. She got a broken thumb. But then the man just drove away after sneezing, failed to report it. He told magistrates when caught, I got to the roundabout, I sneezed, I had no time to react. The woman woke up in the hospital and had a broken thumb. And I quote her, I play the accordion, so it's been unfortunate. But I've got a man on the telephone now, as you'd expect. I think it's Steve's in Birmingham, of all places. He's listening to that story and thinks, well, that's the straw that broke the camel's thumb in a way, isn't it? Because you think that should bring about the end of sneezing, Steve.
Oh, definitely, and not a moment too soon. It's really got my heckle up, John.
Yep.
I just think it's disgusting. Why are we still having people sneezing in 2016?
I know. A lot of people agreeing with you as well this afternoon. I mean, what's your principal problem with it, Steve?
Well, there's all sorts. I mean, if you look actually why we sneeze, John, we sneeze because we've got the foreign particles in our body.
Yeah.
And we're sneezing them out. So that's why I want to leave. I want to leave the sneezing. If you like, I'm Snexit. I want to exit the sneezers. It's just disgusting. Foreign particles, they come here, yep. They invade our body, yep. And we sneeze them out. Just get rid of them. Just get rid of them.
Is the answer perhaps to not even let them get in the first place, but maybe put up a, I don't know, like Donald Trump, maybe build a wall in front of the nostrils?
Oh, I'd be all up for building a wall. I mean, obviously, we English have to build the wall ourselves.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I write blogs on this. I don't know if you looked at my blog online, my base blog. It's all about ban all sneezing everywhere.
Yes.
And as you know, it's all about the base, no sneezing.
Okay, let me bring in Gary. He's listening to that. He's on the other line. He's got the opposing point of view. He's very much in favour of sneezing, that we should keep sneezing, Gary.
Yeah, I've actually looked at the base website. I think it's a load of nonsense. I'm going to say that right here and now.
Yep.
What I do for a living, right, what I do is I'm a cleaner.
Yes.
Now, sometimes when I'm sweeping up stuff, and your other caller might not like this, But sometimes a little bit of dirt, a little bit of dust. Goes up my nose.
Yep.
And I sneeze it out. There is nothing wrong with that. I'm a working man, and these so-called academics you get on there never done a day's work in their life. Wouldn't know a sneeze from a book. A sneeze from a book.
Steve, he's saying that you...
More like, am I Steve?
Yeah. Steve, he's saying that you wouldn't know a sneeze from a book. And a lot of people would say that's true.
I really don't understand what this man's saying. I mean, is he a sneezing socialist? What's wrong with him? I mean, you talk about books. Let's think about a book.
Yes.
Snow White. The Seven Dwarves.
Yes.
You know the creepiest of them Seven Dwarves is that sneezy one. I mean, he's the one that gets pushed to the back of the queue. You name six dwarves, you forget the sneezer. This guy needs to carry on cleaning and clean his nose. He's filthy and he's disgusting.
Yeah, you're saying you're disgusting because you're a cleaner, but you don't pay attention to your own nose.
Well, I tell you something, you can tell him that I'm rightly proud of being a cleaner.
Yep.
And my dad before me, he's a cleaner, and he had terrible trouble with his nose, and he was always sneezing. And we come from a whole lot, where we live down here in London, right, with a whole history of sneezing. Just look at the old Cockney songs. Sneezing Mother Brown.
Yep.
I like to have a sneeze, I like to have a sneeze. Sneezing, sneezing, don't get the bees in, I don't have a sneeze. Oh, the sneezy, sneezy. Oh, the sneezy, sneezy. Oh, the sneezy, sneezy. Knees bent. Achoo, achoo, achoo.
See, Steve.
Roll out the sneezy. We'll have a sneezy. And so it goes on.
And so it goes on, doesn't it, Steve? And Gary and Haringey's right, isn't it? You know, where would we be without those old Cockney songs, right? And you know, the sneezy, he's saying sneezing.
Well, we'd be in a much better place. I mean, you talk about mucus up your nose or muckus, well, however you want to pronounce it. But also, these fascists, they go around saying, bless you.
Yeah.
Bless you. They're like hate preachers. They come here, they bless me. I don't want to be blessed. They can bless off.
Let me bring in this argument. There, as you know, they're doing a trial in Sweden where they are fixing noses the other way round, aren't they? They're putting them upwards so that the muckus doesn't go on the clothes, and it goes in the hair. Which is saving a lot of money in terms of products, because it's like Cameron Diaz in Something About Mary.
I will not take any lessons from the Swedes. Their muckus is a right flipping mess. You know, I mean, are they demanding that we do to turn our noses the other way round for some EC, directive?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting. I won't take no lessons from the Swedes.
Not any.
Well, apart from their muckiness, I like some of that. But apart from that, I won't do it.
I think, Steve, what's your thought on this? Because, you know, it's not sneezing as you currently know it, but the sneezes, the Swedes are saying to sneeze upwards because it'll alter the whole dynamic of the sneeze. And as you heard there, save money on products.
Well, I don't mind some of the idea from the Swedes.
Yeah.
I mean, but the problem is you go down to Australia and New Zealand, and then obviously the noses then go the other way round.
Right.
And then, you know, you've got problems there. So, I mean, wherever you are in the world, there's always a problem. And if you excuse the pun, it's not right.
Can I just interrupt and say, I've got one coming now. See, have a listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
This is the product I'm working with. Hold on, here it comes. Oh. Sorry, I've got a blow off. Here's another one. Oh, Christ.
Now, Steve, what are you listening to there?
Oh, Christ. Sorry.
I don't want to listen to this man blow up on the radio. This is wrong. Gosh, it's all levels of wrong.
But is it...
Sometimes when I sneeze, I'm... blow off.
Yeah, well,
my ears are offended.
I mean, it is an issue, isn't it, for the perhaps the
Try to hold the sneezing. Christ. Sorry.
Is your list okay? It's like listening to one of those Swedish movies.
Well, Gary, you just carry on for a moment. That's absolutely fine. We don't want you. It's a medical thing, and we wouldn't.
Sorry.
Is it as simple, Steve, as making sneezing illegal?
Well, this is case in point. No one wants to listen to an old man blowing all day long.
Some people in Sweden do.
Well, that's why they're in Sweden.
Yeah. I mean, there are films.
Sorry about that.
Films of it. Are you all right there, Gary? Gary's in Haringey.
Yeah, sorry. We was cleaning out an office this morning. It's so dusty, it's made me sneeze an apple tart the whole afternoon.
We've just got a text coming here that I want to share it with you, which says, what about the Eskimo courtship ritual? Of course, you know, Eskimos have 8,000 words for sneezing. And as part of their lovemaking, they sneeze up each other's noses. Now, if you're going to ban sneezing, how will Eskimos make love, Steve, in Birmingham?
Well, I've never heard of it like it in all your life. You talk about the bogeyman. I mean, where are these people? What do you say? Iceland?
Eskimo land, these ones.
Oh, I was going to say, sort of, whatever budget supermarkets they go around doing this, oh, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I'm more of a Marks and Spencer's man myself.
Yeah, but the problem here is that if you're not going to allow the Eskimos...
Sorry.
To make love anymore, because they sneeze up each other's noses to get pregnant, how are you going to, you know, you're going to see the end of Eskimos, aren't you, Steve?
Good.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
And there we must leave the debate. Steve, in Birmingham, one word to sum that debate up for us, please.
Snexit.
And same to you, Gary, in Haringey.
Sneezy Cray twins.
It's 17 minutes past three. If you've got a point of view on sneezing, and many people have, should we get rid of sneezing? Is it relevant anymore in this day and age, in 2016? Steve's in Birmingham, says it isn't, says it absolutely isn't, and we should just get rid of sneezing. He wants to see all Eskimos dead. Gary in Haringey breaks wind when he sneezes, but he likes that, and he's a cleaner. So what do you make of it? Do you agree with sneezing, or would you like to see the end of it? 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Sky asked me to big up their box sets. I said, sure, if I can squeeze it around True Detective, because I'm up to episode 4, you see. Okay, they said. So I said, if you're a Sky TV customer, you can upgrade to addictively good Sky box sets from just £6 extra a month. Get over 350 box sets, including new hit Billions, The Affair, True Blood, and True Detective. Search Sky box sets and upgrade today. So then I said, can I get back to True Detective? And they said, can you squeeze in the legals too? Only if I do it super fast, I said. Requires Sky TV, the family bundle, all HD. Compatible box, broadband, minimum recommended speed, 2 megabits per second. Setup costs may apply. Selection of shows varies each month. Further terms apply.
Oh, when I claim for BPI, when I claim for BPI, when I claim for BPI, it'll be with Stanton Fisher. When I claim for BPI.
Stanton!
Time could be running out to get your PPI claim in, so you've got to be on the ball if you don't want to miss the deadline. Text RUSH to 800-11, that's RUSH to 800-11, or visit stantonfisher.com and let our team get you a result while there's still time.
Stanton Fisher!
TradePoint, we've got a great range of top trade paint brands, including Leyland, Valspar and Dulux. Plus loads more, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. Check out our biggest trade paint shop at your local TradePoint counter today. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint!
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
The London Bound M2 around Junction 3 for Chatham is back to normal after earlier problems. The A47 in the North Burlingham area of Norfolk has recently reopened. And if you're travelling north on the M6 with the West Midlands, the breakdown between Junctions 10 for Wolverhampton and 10A for the M54 has been recovered and queues there are clearing. Still very slow on the southbound M1 after early problems in Nottingham and Derby. There was a vehicle fine in Junction 25. The lane restrictions have been lifted. And finally in Lancashire, the A6 in Carnforth is still closed both ways after a serious accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. 20 past three. If you've been listening, you'll have heard the debate there, the big debate for today. Stephen Birmingham very much against sneezing. Gary and Haringey very much for the notion of it. A lot of reactions coming in. It's an emotive subject. What have you got?
Yes, at listener 11T1 says, am I going to make a rubbish pun about sneezing? Who knows? And former London mayor has says, well, the word sneezing has two syllables. Just like Hitler.
Just like Hitler, yeah. John, could you put something up the nose? And if you did, where would it come out? This is about the how Eskimos make love. The Eskimos make love, as we know. They have 8,000 words for sneezing, but they sneeze up each other's noses as part of their courting ritual. And obviously, if we get rid of that sneezing, we lose all Eskimos. And a lot of people aren't very happy about that. But then again, a lot of people are. What would you do? I mean, is it a, what would you do if it was illegal? It's just come in from Confused. Would there be camps of people like in Calais, but just of people who sneeze? Has come in there, and someone just says Pinocchio. So thanks for that. But the thing is, like any news, of course, this is all quite complicated. And I don't know whether you've seen any of the news, Cornelius.
Me?
Yes.
Me see the news?
I don't know whether you've seen any of the news today. Just in around and about.
Well, I went out last night.
Ah.
Drunk too much.
Yes.
And I newsed up.
Right.
I newsed up all over the pavement.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Just like in a doorway or
something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just headlines
people
everywhere, pages.
Slipping in the headlines.
Yeah, right splash I made, yeah.
News is quite complicated, isn't it?
Well, John, I just couldn't get my head around it.
But don't worry, we can distill it down to its component parts. As you know, we make news simple round here by bringing it right down to its component part of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Natalie Bennett leaves Green Party. My guess is they'll recycle her.
The news in haikus. Time then for today's diversity paper review. As you know, if you are a regular listener, we are the most diverse program in, I'm going to say, world broadcasting by having different diversities on each day to review the papers. We have black people, we have brown people, we have all walks of diversity live. Today we welcome back Jack, who is a gay. Hello, Jack.
Thank you very much. My diversity that I identify as is actually Australian.
Actually, that is pretty much diverse.
It is. It's very diverse.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Very multicultural.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm a mourning Australian. I'm very sad at the moment. About Eurovision, in fact.
Oh!
I really thought we were going to win, and they set us up, didn't they?
The problem I have with this, Jack, is that Europe doesn't contain Australia.
No, it doesn't.
So why is it allowed to enter the Eurovision Song Contest?
Well, it was a guest last year. They thought, every so they have Israel as a guest, and yes. They thought, okay, we'll bring Australia in. And the deal is, if you do quite well, I think you have to make the top six, you get invited back. And we placed fifth, I think, last year.
Okay.
And then so Dami
Ima... So you were allowed back in?
We were allowed back in.
Okay, fine.
And then Dami Ima came in. She won X Factor. So she's quite famous in Australia, but nowhere else.
Right.
And then she did Sound of Silence. That was her song. And she looked like she was going to win because they have their new voting system. And they did all the jury votes. So a professional panel from each country sort of based it really just on the talent and the skill and not sort of popularity.
Yes.
And she was leading by 100 points. And then they sort of did this weird thing like Harry Potter at the end of the year where they hand out heaps of points and all of a sudden it changed.
So why did they change? I haven't seen it, but I don't understand the voting. But I don't suppose anyone does. But so what do you mean they changed it? What happened
previously you would, you know, they would go around to each country and, you know, they would say, who do you give your 12 points to? Who do you give your 10? Your 8? And then you'd get a pretty rough idea by the end who was going to win because you could work out, they're not going to get enough points.
Right.
But they split it. So you only got 50% of the points at the start from all the juries from each country.
Yes.
And then at the end, you got the public vote added on top of that. So it looked like Australia was going to win, or Russia, and then the Ukraine came through, and they sort of, I think they got 339 points or something like that at the very end and went way above Australia, and they won.
Yes.
And Russia...
With a song about Stalin's atrocities.
Yeah, and...
Which is not... normal Eurovision fodder, now is it? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, well, it's very political, but Jamala, the winner, said it wasn't political because the song contained a lot of emotion, and she says politics doesn't have emotion. And Russia was very upset because they didn't even want this song to go in the first place because they found it quite offensive.
Well, historically offensive.
Historically offensive. So potentially they might boycott it next year.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, if Australia won, what would have happened? Would they have taken everyone, you know, to Australia? But Australia's actually said they don't want it. They won't host it. They're happy to participate, but they don't want to host it. Yeah. But I think the default thing that they have set up, if Australia wins, is it will be here in the UK.
Why?
Well, Britain has said that they will take it for Australia. And that sort of...
I suppose that's basically to apologise for sending all the criminals there. that's fair.
Then evens,
potentially,
isn't it?
Yes.
It's probably what it is.
It seems fair.
We feel bad about that now.
Yeah. So if Australia wins next year, Eurovision will be here the year after.
I think the way forward, right, because clearly what the people want is songs about atrocities.
Yes, I know. It might mean that next year that all the songs are very political. Because it worked this year, so it might work next year.
It's against the rules, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but for some reason, Jamala got around it, and she said because it was very personal, because her grandmother was affected by this.
Dragged away by Stalin's stormtroopers.
Exactly, so it was part of her family history, so that's how she got around it.
God, Israel's one's going to be horrific.
Yes.
If this is the way forward, I've got an idea for you.
You've got
an idea. I'll run this past you as our Eurovision correspondent, right? So, what if, right, we go, so there's no... Remember Buck Spears? Do you remember Buck Spears when they won back in...
The
whole gimmick, right, was there was two blokes and two girls. The gimmick was, at the time, which was acceptable then, was to rip the skirts off the girls halfway through the routine.
There was a bit of that this year.
Was there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was going to say you couldn't get away with that, but clearly you can. Okay, fine. But what happens if, instead of that, because you combine spectacle, which is that, but with atrocity. So what you get is, you got two girls, two guys on the stage. Mid-song, the two girls force the two boys to starve, feeding them only cattle fodder, imprison them in a gulag, routinely beat them, lead them into a forest in Poland, and execute them in cold blood for being political dissidents. That, and then there's a glitter cannon.
Well, you're full of ideas this afternoon.
Yes, I am, Jack.
It's got a lot of potential, we'll see what happens with it.
Right. All right, that's Eurovision. What else you got?
Tom Hiddleston could potentially be our new Bond. Then the bookies have said, you know, you can no longer place bets on him because he was spotted having lunch with the producers of the last two Bond films.
That's right, yeah. Having lunch with someone called Broccoli.
Yeah, Broccoli. Broccoli, I don't know how you want to pronounce it. I'm trying to think of a different way.
I'm saying Broccoli, you say Broccoli, we'll call the whole thing.
But Daniel Craig hasn't completely finished up the duties yet, and Tom Hiddleston said...
I thought he had.
Well, he said he doesn't want to do it again, but the job hasn't become vacant yet. That's what Tom Hiddleston said. So he's trying to play it safe. So I think he does really want it, but he sort of doesn't want to jump ahead too far.
I see. And this is in all the papers, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been all about. Okay. But there's also been some speculation about, will we ever have a female play Bond? What do you think about that?
Well, I'm more than up for it. I don't think that's a problem at all. I think now, you know, again, with my diversity hat on,
good,
I think anyone is available, anyone's eligible to play, because it's moved on so much from the original character in terms of how Fleming wrote it, fairly misogynist and all the rest of it.
But why not? That would be good.
There'll be a female Doctor Who before you know it.
Yes, that's probably going
to
happen.
Of course,
soon.
That would have to be a nurse. What else have you got?
Julia Roberts. She was barefoot at the Cannes Film Festival. Now, I don't know if you remember the story about a receptionist, Nicola Thorpe from Hackney, who went to her first day's work as a temp, and the reception turned her away because she wasn't wearing high heels.
Yes.
And she sort of joked and said, well, none of the men in this office are wearing high heels. And they were sort of like, ha ha ha, no, you'll have to go home now. And then so Julia Roberts has, you know, jumped on board with this sort of old-fashioned idea, and she's saying, look, let's get rid of this. I'm not going to wear heels to the Cannes Film Festival.
Right.
And there's a bit more politics behind it, because last year the Cannes Film Festival came under fire because there was a group of women went to see Cate Blanchett's film Carol, and they all got turned away because they weren't wearing high heels to just go watch a film, sit down and watch a film. So it's drawing on a few different things.
I do remember that. That was, partly the sort of, that's what you have to wear in Cannes because it's part of the whole...
Yeah, but it sort of seems like it is very out of date. And if you really break it down, if you're going to make one gender wear it, why doesn't everyone have to wear
it? Well, I think that's the way they do it.
I know.
I think do it that way. Don't let... You know, well done, Julia Roberts, but at the end of the day, force men to wear them as well.
I know. Everyone wear them or no one, I think.
Have you ever worn them?
I have once or twice.
Yeah.
I'm quite good. I can run in them. Yes, it's quite a hard thing to do, but I can run in heels.
Can you?
Yes.
What circumstance was this?
Or just every day at work, you know.
Yeah, fine.
Any time.
I've worn them.
Good.
Have you worn them?
Heels. No, I don't think I have.
You should give it a go.
Victoria, I can bring you in here.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
Thanks.
So she doesn't have to.
Victoria there, contributing to the debate as ever. All right, fine. Yeah.
And we've got one last thing to chat about. Kylie Minogue last night, she got showed up by a Shetland pony at the Queen's birthday. So, you know, they had a range of stars, had Shirley, all the big ones, and Kylie was singing one of her own songs, and they had some horses sort of doing like a little circular pattern.
Around Kylie?
Yeah. No, Kylie was up on the stage, and they had sort of horse whisperer sort of leading them around, and a Shetland pony got out of control and started sort of dancing to Kylie and rolling around in the dirt, and then all the cameras moved away from Kylie, and it was the most that the Queen's face lit up the whole evening, because she sort of sits there... quite bored. You remember the whole the Commonwealth game? She was very bored.
Yep.
And so she was so happy she started clapping.
She likes a horse, though, doesn't she?
She does. Yeah. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, she was so excited to see a Shetland pony showing up Kylie Minogue. There you go.
I'd like to see a Shetland pony showing up Kylie Minogue. What does that even mean?
I don't know either.
Jack, thank you very much for coming in.
No problem.
That was today's diversity paper review. It's 3:32. In the next bit, you can win £1 million.
£1 million is not available.
On the programme, it's today's Mystery Million Quiz.
Zero quiz.
And we will be giving away £1 million in the next half an hour.
Not available.
Here on Talk Radio, it's just after 3:30.
Talk Radio.
A mentally ill man has been found guilty of manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility after he stabbed a retired solicitor 39 times in West Sussex. Matthew Daly, who's 35, killed Donald Locke at Findon last July after the 79-year-old crashed into his car. Before then, Daly's family pleaded with doctors to section him under the Mental Health Act. NHS bosses have apologised for not doing more. England manager Roy Hodgson says he was happy to see a large football stadium evacuated effectively ahead of Euro 2016. Manchester United's match with Bournemouth was called off with thousands of fans already inside Old Trafford. A training device used by a security company was accidentally left in the stadium. Hodgson thinks it shows police everywhere are well prepared ahead of this summer's European Championships in France.
Although the bomb itself turned out not to be one, it's still good to see the authorities are really on the ball in doing their job. And we in France, all we can do is to hope that the authorities there and the security will be every bit as tight as we've seen it's capable of being here in England.
David Cameron's spokesman says he still believes Donald Trump's plan to temporarily ban Muslims from entering the US is divisive, stupid and wrong. The Republican presidential hopefuls called those comments nasty and said they could harm relations between them. Ofsted inspectors say they're deeply alarmed after finding 100 unregistered schools since the start of the year. There are concerns about unsafe and hygienic conditions and extremist literature being used. And Nissan is strongly denying that it's manipulated emissions tests on cars made in the UK. South Korea is fining the Japanese firm after saying it found devices designed to trick pollution tests. The weather drive for most with clear spells overnight, lows of 9 degrees. Tomorrow will be warmer and sunny in the southeast, patchy rain in western areas. The heavy and most persistent will be in the northwest. There's more in half an hour.
Do they make you wear anything around here as employers, Victoria? You being a lady one and everything. You know, the high heels debate rumbles on. I wondered what they, you know, when you had your interview, what happened?
Well, I was wearing a red dress and I got told it looked good. But I don't get told to wear things regularly. I said that badly.
You did, didn't
there's
you?
No, there's
who
no.
Who told you? Who told you not to wear things? I mean,
no, in this, really
day,
in
I'm this not... day and age, the people shouldn't say that in the office. If you turn up and they go, "Don't wear things," I mean, that's.
I meant
there's no dress code.
Was it Denny? Was it our boss, Denny?
No.
Do you want me to report him to HR for you?
No, that I haven't been told about a dress code.
Don't wear anything, they said, didn't they?
No, that's not what they
said. They did. You said.
The nudes.
Victoria's got the nudes.
That can replace the haikus.
I'd just like to see it say I've never got naked in this building.
Just in the car park. Paul Ross watching you through the window.
I don't think I'm his type.
Okay. It's... It's 3:36. We'll do the mystery quiz next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, hello, it's Monday afternoon. It's Talk Radio, isn't it? And it's time for you to win £1 million.
£1 million is not available.
So, you join us, if indeed you have, for this afternoon's Monday Mystery Million Quiz, in which we play you a mystery sound. If you correctly identify it, you can win £1 million.
£1 million is not available.
Before 4 o'clock. It's a mystery sound, so ears down, have a listen to this. And then if you think you know what it is, you can text your answer to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Twitter is not available.
And you can win £1 million.
No, it's not.
And here it is. Here's today's mystery sound.
What?
Let's hear it again. That's today's mystery sound. You have to... I know.
That's tough.
I know.
But wait, people are supposed to guess what that is, but there is just from that.
There is £1 million up for...
No, there's not.
If you get that right, you win £1 million.
£1 million not available.
And what's more, it's £1 million per person that gets it right.
£1 million is not available to any person that gets it right.
What is it? 87222?
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So you can use that.
What?
Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. What do you think it was? Got answers already coming in, which they did even before we'd played it out. Steph is in Aldgate. She's heard this sound. John, is it the sound first heard by Howard Carter in 1922 when he opened Tutankhamun's tomb? Was that the sound that came out, John? I remember reading that it was, so I'm fairly convinced. I'm afraid, Steph, that's not the right answer. It's not the right answer. George is in Camden, in London. Is it the sound of ITV bosses just flinging darts, willy and also nilly, at a board with random words and phrases written on it so they can come up with their next game show idea for a Saturday night? let's have a listen. I could see why you'd think that.
Yeah, sort of a flying noise, yeah.
Well, yeah, and just sort of the nature of, you know, it just sort of says, ITV, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In a way. So I can kind of see, what have you got there coming in?
Yes, Harry says, John, this is obvious. It's clearly the noise of Adele covering the Ukrainian Eurovision entry.
Oh, about Stalin's atrocities.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's have a quick listen. No, it's not. No one's getting it right so far. I mean, the lines are open, of course. Is it the sound of, this is Sam, the sound of Louis the 14th being beheaded in, beg your pardon, Louis the 6th. I can see why he did that. It's not Louis the 14th. And then he's put, no, I've just heard it again. It's Louis the 16th.
Mm.
His head leaving his body in the year 1793. Do you have a... Jack's just texted in saying, is that the sound of Julie Hartley Brewer's listeners? Just come in there. we're going to roll it over. We're going to have to roll it over. So do keep your guesses coming in. The lines are still open. Remember, there is £1 million.
£1 million not available.
Up for grabs for anyone who gets it right. Even if it's 20 people, we'll give them £1 million each for getting that right this afternoon.
That is not true.
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anywhere you like.
Here's the sound again. It's Monday Mystery Millions Quiz, where we give away £1 million.
We're not giving away £1 million.
Get in touch.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, OK? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over 1 million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurance Bureau Comprehensive Cover and Non-Fault Claims Only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
So, Clive, what do you think of these new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips?
Well, Ian, they've been fantastic. They've got a strong line-up with salt and vinegar, pickled onion and curry sauce flavours. But the question is, who'll complete the squad? Yes, Ian, red sauce is full of flavour and strong in the crunch, but brown sauce has plenty of bite and a big, bold taste.
You decide which one of these great new flavours will make the final squad on July the 1st. Burton's Fish and Chips kicks hunger into the back of the net.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The London Bound M2 around Junction 3 for Chatham is back to normal after earlier problems. The A47 in the North Burlingham area of Norfolk has recently reopened. And if you're travelling north on the M6 through the West Midlands, the breakdown between Junctions 10 for Wolverhampton and 10A for the M54 has been recovered and queues there are clearing. Still very slow on the southbound M1 after early problems in Nottingham and Derby. There was a vehicle fine in Junction 25. The lane restrictions have been lifted. And finally in Lancashire, the A6 in Carnforth is still closed both ways after a serious accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, we still haven't got a winner for today's Monday Mystery Million quiz, in which we give away £1 million.
£1 million not available.
Before 4 o'clock, if you can identify this mystery sound. What do you think that is? Do get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's what radio on stream.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chloe's in Portsmouth. She wants to
Portsmouth,
know, yes.
Yeah.
She wants to know if this noise... John, is it the noise that's made when the Pope removes his massive hat? says Chloe. No, it's not, Chloe. I'm really sorry. Adam in Solihull, you know why I'm not going to read yours out. Is it... have you seen it?
No, is it a tweet?
Yeah, have a look. Oh, it's a text. No, it's there, look. You see, see what I can't read it out?
Yeah.
Adam in Solihull. Philip says, is it the sound of hope?
Aw.
Play it. For some people. Is it defrosting? The noise of a fridge defrosting, I think David means. Hashtag mystery sound. No. No, it isn't. Cornelius, I know you've got some coming in there as well.
John Gibbon says, is it the noise heard when Apple release a new iPhone?
Is it the sound of da police? let's see. No, it's not. Dan says, is it the sound of Roy Hodgson robbing Peter to pay Paul?
Mm.
Like he said earlier. Not sure in the news. Not sure it's any of those things. I mean, it is tricky, this one. I'll admit. But you see, we can't make it too easy because there's £1 million up for grabs.
No, there's not.
You can win £1 million here.
£1 million not available.
Here on Talk Radio on a Monday, as you know, for Monday Mystery Million.
Monday Mystery Zero.
And you can win £1 million.
Cause not available.
In common with all other commercial radio stations, we have to bribe our listeners. It's 3:46. And there's also, of course, we were doing... before we talk to Yasmin about what's coming up at 4 o'clock, and she's sitting in for Sam Delaney,
mm-hmm.
She'll be in shortly, but before...
You have to keep talking, Joff.
No, I just wonder why Cass has walked in, brandishing a piece of paper up.
Well, there's two reasons.
Yes?
There is not £1 million available. Stop saying it. And you need to read out that.
What's that?
It's a penis thing.
A what?
Promotions and sales. We need to promote something so you get paid. P&S.
What is it?
Fish and chips, isn't it?
It's a live read.
Could use it for note paper afterwards, but you need to.
I need to read this out.
Yes, with gusto.
With what?
Gusto.
Oh, that's being northern. What?
Gusto, innit?
All right. What? So like voiceover.
So, no, just read it like I care. Yeah.
Oh right, well then. Well, all of it.
Yes, hurry up.
All right. Please note the time that you read this and return it to the essence.
All right, okay. Stop being a git. You know which bits to read. You're a professional. Don't act like Cornelius.
What's it for?
It's part of your job. Just do it.
Win what? Ooh. Win £1,000.
£1,000 is available.
In drive on Talk Radio. Thanks. Should I do it in voice? I'll do it in a voice. I'll do it in the DJ, but presenter voice or something, because it'll give it more...
I don't care.
It'll give it more gusto.
Whatever. Isn't
it? Gusto. Give it some gusto.
Look, we've got 12 minutes left. Hurry up.
I could drag this out for 12 minutes.
I'll drag you outside on the road for 12 minutes.
The sponsor will probably like that. They'll probably give us more money.
Yeah.
They haven't given us anything.
Ugh. Not yet. Gusto. Win £1,000 in drive.
£1,000 is available.
On Talk Radio, thanks to...
Come on.
Win £1,000 in Drive on Talk Radio thanks to Burton's Fish and Chips. I'm good at this.
Yeah.
I'm good at this stuff. I should do more of this.
You should do it as like a job.
This is great. So what's this? This is, oh, is this that sources thing?
Yeah.
Oh, fine, right. Okay, good. Right, so there are two new flavours on the shelf. There are two new flavours on the shelves. And we're asking you to choose red or brown. They're not new flavours, are they? We've always had red or brown sauce, what?
New flavours of the crisps that they sell, the snacks.
What you're saying is keep reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. There are two new flavours on the shelves, and we're asking you to choose red or brown in the battle of the sauces. New limited... Oh, I see. Limited edition red sauce and brown sauce fish and chips. In store. Pick them up to find out how you could pocket a further £10,000. Fly the flag. They've put... Now, hang on. Mm. They've actually put alliteration in it.
Oh.
This is good.
That make it stand out
well. Well, you know, the people who normally write this stuff, it's very dry, isn't it? Well, at least they've had an effort. Fly the flag for your favourite flavour. At talkradio.co.uk/competitions.
You just spat all over the desk.
Mm. It's just Yasmin in next. She likes that sort of stuff. I put spit in her muff, look.
The microphone muff.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. The thing that covers the microphone. Got
I
spit.
Thought that a bit about the red and brown comment on there.
Win £1,000 in Drive on Talk Radio. Thanks to Burton's. When this goes out on air, you just clip up the best version and use that. Win £1,000 in Drive on Talk Radio thanks to Burton's Fish and Chips. Do that in a variety of voices, so they've got a choice. Win £1,000 in Drive on Talk Radio thanks to Burton's Fish and Chips. Win £1,000 in Drive on Talk Radio thanks to Burton's Fish and Chips.
Can you do
a savoury snack in classic newspaper print bags. There are two new flavours on the shelves.
No, I was just going to say, I think Colin Murray...
We're asking you to choose red or brown.
Alan Brazil should do it.
Colin Murray does
it. They do it really professionally.
I've heard Colin Murray and Alan Brazil do this on Talk Sport, actually.
What does it sound like?
Well, Alan Brazil just sounds like a slurring drunk man, but he sort of goes... We're in £1,000 in... Alan Brazil talks like that. I walked past him earlier.
Did you?
Yep.
What was he like?
Scottish.
Still?
Yeah. Hey, Colin. Colin Murray.
Oh, hey there, Alan. How are you?
We're going to do a read for the £1,000.
Have we got a read to do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
All right, then. Shall I do it? Shall I do it first?
Yeah,
all
yeah, right, you go ahead.
Win £1,000 in Drive on Talk Radio thanks to Burton's Fish and Chips. The savoury snack in classic newspaper print bags. There are two new flavours on the shelf. Flavour. Two new flavours on the shelves, and we're asking you to choose red or brown in the battle of the sauces. You do the next bit, Colin.
Fly their flag for your favourite flavour. At talkradio.co.uk. What's your flavoured flavour, Alan?
I like to mix them up and drink it with vodka.
Oh, yeah. They should do a Baba Ganoush flavour. That would be... You know, my wife, she makes a lovely Baba Ganoush. She should team up with Burton's Fish and Chips to make a Baba Ganoush flavour fish and chips.
And pick up new limited edition red sauce and brown sauce fish and chips in store to find out how you could pocket a further £10,000.
£10,000 is available.
Is available. Talkradio.co.uk/competition. Think I nailed that.
Yeah, good time.
Great. Right.
Oh, I look forward to that email.
Hey, that's a lot of mentions for a client.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Right, 7 minutes to 4 o'clock. We've got to... Oh, now. We did a text in earlier.
Oh, God,
we've got loads of these to read. We've got loads of these to read out. Earlier on, there was a texter. And it was something to do with this. The Invictus Games ended at the weekend. There was, of course, much celebratory hoo-ha, and rightly so. Not least a special veterans, because obviously it's all about war veterans, band who formed a band called Vetted, who played the closing ceremony. So what better reason to smash together music and Olympic events?
Of course.
Athletics. That's what you've been doing all afternoon. Thank you for them. You can do it 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I heard... This has come in from Leah. I hurdle through the grapevine. It's music.
That's good.
And a sport, isn't it?
Annoyingly, everyone who's texted in today has been much better than us at this.
Yes, yeah, I admit, that's true. Mine was very poor. Except for this one that's just come in.
Yeah.
From Ian. 100-meter Andre.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's all right. Yeah, yeah.
Is it?
100-meter Andre. Yeah, no, that's really good. No, that is really good. Okay. I'm having that.
All right, what do you got?
Louise has said Skatey Perry.
Good.
David Cleaver has said Rita Orienteering.
An Olympic sport.
We'll take it. Yeah. Sheridan says John Travolta.
Good.
And Carla says Catfish and the BMX Men.
Very good. I mean, I'm going to allow John Travolta due to his turn in Greece.
And Hairspray.
Is he in
Hairspray?
I don't know. He's in The Scientologists.
He plays the mum in Hairspray.
All right. And I rather like this one. This has come in from Sally. Hey, Judo. Yasmin Khan is here.
Yeah, what?
Hello, Yasmin, babies. Hello.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Did you just say hi, Sam?
Yeah.
No, you see, there's been an emergency.
What sort of emergency?
Well, Sam's had to go and have his annual accent recalibration because he got a touch of the posh over the last two months.
Dear. Really, yeah. Is going to affect his act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's going to have to go back and get it all geezered up again.
Yeah.
That's what he's gone in for today.
Good. Like an MOT, sort of an accent MOT.
Yep, that's what's happened. Good. That's what's
well,
happened.
Well, I, for one, am pleased to see you.
Thank you.
What have you got in your programme, Yasmin?
There's a little bit of Mr. Trump.
Of course there is.
He's been saying things again.
He said things, hasn't he? He's just
say
things.
Stuff.
He says things and stuff, yes.
So we'll talk about stuff and things that he said.
Yeah.
We're also talking about dementia. You probably realise by now when there's a big mental health story, I do like to cover it. So
yes.
There is research out today from the Alzheimer's Society say that a lot of people are delaying dementia diagnosis, basically because they're scared.
This is people not going to be diagnosed, as it were. Yeah, yeah.
Because they think it's a life sentence and that's it. But actually, if you do go, the sooner you get help, the better.
Yes.
So we're going to be finding out more about that as well. You might like to know that also in my running order, I've got the words werewolf and Hull.
I did see this story and I loved it.
Yes, exactly.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it, but essentially there's a werewolf on the loose in Hull.
Pretty much that's it. It's been seen.
Yeah, I know.
An unnamed woman saw someone transform, not just the werewolf.
Oh, it's moved on from what I saw.
Saw the transformation.
Absolute cobblers.
Brilliant cobblers.
My favourite bit was when someone said, I saw it on the banks of a river. Hang on, Cass? Cass, Asbrod Cass, is through the glass.
Through the glass.
Yes.
You're from up there, aren't you?
I am from Hull.
Yes, that's what I meant. So can you say the best sentence... Right, that I saw in the paper about this.
Yep.
There's a woman saying she saw it on the riverbank of the wherever it is, by a drain, by a Humber drain, and she said I saw it on the banks of the river, and I saw it eating a dog.
I saw it on the banks of the Humber, and I saw it eating a dog.
Can we get Cass on the show later? Eyewitness gas.
And it was not just any dog, it was a German Shepherd. She was very specific.
She was precise.
Yeah. Although, actually, she did say German Shepherd. Maybe he was eating a German Shepherd, not
a Shepherd who is German.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Anyway, there we go.
Well, if you are the werewolf, do give us a call, 08444991000.
Yasmin Khan is up next. We're back tomorrow from 1 to 4 on Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's just about 4 o'clock.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.